Golden Grove believes that the highest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
There is a line strung across America. It's not a power line. It doesn't deliver high-speed entertainment or light up the night. It's the line that separates 37 million Americans from hope. It's the poverty line, and one in eight Americans now hangs below it, struggling every day just to hang on. And every day, what it means to live without enough gets harder, struggling to feed a family, to keep a roof over their heads. Most have jobs, many have children, and every day, more hard decisions, more hard choices. But right now, you have a choice. Do you act like you didn't hear this, like everything's okay? Or do you draw your own line and get involved? Please do something to help. Go to PovertyUSA.org and find out what you can do. PovertyUSA.org. 37 million Americans are hanging on your decision. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
The following commercial is sponsored by FeedThePig.org, an organization devoted to helping you save money. We will not entice you with messages like
lowest prices in town, dealer approved, certified pre-owned,
no obligation consultation,
nor will we brag about our
huge selection, enormous variety,
one-stop shopping,
everything under one roof.
We'll promise
prices reduced up to 75%.
A sale like this can't go on forever.
Factory liquidation.
Financing options available.
We will offer no contingencies like
see store for details.
Prices and participation may vary.
Legal exclusions apply.
No purchase necessary.
We'll try to convince you that our product will give you
leaner, tighter abs in minutes.
Perfect smile. Porcelain veneers.
Freedom from those painful, embarrassing bunions.
Because we simply want to help you spend smarter and save better. Log on to FeedThePig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
We've been married a year.
Yep, and in business together for 2 months.
Oh, it's a big move for us, starting a business and everything.
And for our future 9 children.
Oh, our future 2 children.
Well, there are lots of worries in starting a business, but creating an emergency preparedness plan shouldn't be one of them.
Yeah, we needed a plan in case of fire, flood, or cyber attack. I mean, how would we get the business back up and running?
Mm-hmm, because without the business, we could never afford baseball mitts for the 9 kids.
We went to ready.gov and downloaded everything we needed to create a plan. And Ready.gov has free templates, checklists, and more.
Yeah, without Ready.gov, I could easily get old before my time. The furrowed brow, nervous twitch.
But because of Ready.gov, we have one less thing to worry about.
Droopy shoulders.
Oh, stop it.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Ready.gov. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is Pastor Ray Higgins of the African Village, and I want you to tune in on Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. because I have a message that will liberate you from the trap of spiritual and economic powerlessness. Brothers and sisters, the knowledge of the truth will make you free. So join me on Sunday at 7 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Sarah Watkins is 81 years old. She lives alone in apartment 2B and spends her days listening to her neighbors going by in the hall. Neighbors who almost help her get along. Just the other night, Jim Lawrence next door almost brought Sarah dinner. Maggie Klein in 7D almost drove her to the doctor for a checkup. And yet another neighbor almost took the time to read Sarah the headlines. All of these people almost gave to Sarah Watkins. Almost gave of their time, their kindness, but they were too busy, they forgot. They almost gave. And Sarah Watkins almost had her first hot meal in days. Almost got to see a doctor. Almost heard a friendly voice. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Educational Opportunity Centers of Metropolitan St. Louis continue to offer free one-on-one educational counseling for all forms of education beyond high school. Let EOC help you choose a career and provide you with the information needed to get the kind of training or education needed to pursue that career. Call 1-800-875-5932. That's 1-800-875-5932. News for your education from WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and I just want you to know how important it is for you to be there tomorrow, Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. The political candidate recruitment forum will take place. This is an unprecedented opportunity for you to involve yourself in the selection process of those who represent you. Are you tired of trying to pick apples from the same old dead apple tree? Well, join me, the International Urban Institute, Jobs for Justice, and SEIU, as we host the first political candidate recruitment forum tomorrow at 6 p.m., 1020 North Taylor, the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. They don't want you to be there. I know you will.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me.
For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born.
peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you say?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Understand. This is for all.
Be in the know as you're on the go.
Who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
I'm talking about an agenda.
in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake-Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You remember the old Northland Shopping Center?
I sure do.
And you remember it used to be in disarray, lack patrons and stores?
Okay.
Okay, like a phoenix that has risen to new heights, and then all of a sudden a new name change has come about.
And what is it called?
The Buzz Westfalk Center.
You know what is so interesting to me is that the name Buzz Westfalk is so small on it.
Yeah.
You really can't even see it. Because I knew it was going to be called, you know, Buzz Westfalk before he died. And you know what? May he rot in wherever it is that he is. Okay? And it ain't a good place. Okay? Because he was a bad man. He did bad things. I know personally. He tried to take away my law license when I just got out of law school.
What?
My very first case where I'm Liz Brown, okay? I'm fresh out of law school, 20-something years old. And my very first case was a case of trespassing. And it was out there where they were tearing the buildings down, the homes down out there for the airport expansion.
Okay.
I went in and I realized that there wasn't any wall there. So how can somebody trespass in a building in a home where there's no wall? Trying to round up black folks, right? So I trot my little self into the prosecutor's office, and I throw the pictures that I had of my investigator who took pictures that there wasn't any wall on the building, and I told the prosecutor, this is my very first case, right?
Right.
This is a senior prosecutor I'm talking to. I said, you need to dismiss this case, because my client couldn't have done this. Do you know that he wanted to kill my spirit, and he tried to charge me with trespassing? Do you hear me? He tried to take away my law license. So, and that's not the reason he should rot in Cain. I just want you to know what kind of man he was. And, of course, he didn't. Of course, he didn't.
Yeah. And I felt that was, I'm like you. I feel that's a disservice to the people who were patronizing that law. Oh, why come they didn't change the name of any other center? That people were patronized.
The only consolation to me is that apparently they weren't that much in love with Westfall either, because it's the smallest name that I've ever seen on any center named after somebody. For real.
One other thing to you. Okay, you and Peter touched on this here, and it was a little statement made in the news. Too much attention is focused on the first day of school attendance.
Right.
And how did you feel about that there? Because I noticed, until this illegal board got it,
mm-hmm.
this was never a problem with any of the other former boards.
Was it in the paper that too much attention is paid?
No, this was on the news. This was a newscast on Channel 2.
Okay, they never said that before. They never said that before, why they were trying to give them cover. That's why. Absolutely. Good looking out. Good looking out.
Thing.
I got to roll. Got to roll. Listen, folks, be taking a break. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a quick look at your traffic for this 6 o'clock hour. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays, especially in the left lanes due to the rain. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for a slow go there. And that's also rain slowdowns as well. Westbound 270 from West Fullerton into Graham Hanley. And traffic's building. Northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for delays around the 44 exchange. And also westbound 44 from Highway 100 into the 50 exit at Union. Look for an accident at near 50, the Union exit. So just look for delays. There's a look at your traffic now. Let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, look forward to occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms low around 70. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920, we have 71 degrees and light rain. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues matter most to you.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
You want it all, so why not get it all? This weekend you can at the Get It On Sale at your St. Louis Sears stores. For starters, all appliances are on sale, featuring top brands like Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Bosch, and LG.
Plus, get 12 months no interest, no payments with your Sears card, and free delivery after mail-in rebate on any appliance over $399. But that's still not all. Get an extra 10% cash back when you buy two or more appliances over $399 each after mail-in rebate. You can get it all in the lawn and garden department, too. When you make a lawn and garden purchase over $299 with your Sears card, you can get 12 months, no interest, and no payments, or 10% cash back after mail-in rebate. Come on down to your St. Louis area Sears store to get it all. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's wrong, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
This is a new darkness shall come. Oh, 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 oh.
Real silence.
Oh. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. Oh my goodness, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Tonight, 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor. You need to be there. The first that I'm aware of, Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'm looking for you. I'll be looking for you tonight. Bring your friends, bring your family. Come one, come all tonight at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. Be there tonight. Don't let a little rain slow you down, stop you. Be there tonight. This is that important. I'm telling you, there's stuff coming down the pike. Francis Slay is talking about rumblings out there. It's all out there that Francis Slay is fixing to get rid of Chief Sherman George. That's what I'm hearing. All out there in the streets. People are saying it. We need to be prepared. We need to, there are a number of things we need to be prepared for, and this is one of them. This is one of them. Political Candidate Recruitment Forum tonight, 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. Billy.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Look, I don't know if you've been following this, and I know you were talking about it this morning, but you know, the rant and raving they've been going on about the B-52 carrying the 6 nuclear bombs across the United States?
No, talk to me.
Okay, well, this has been in the news, and they've been really going off about it, talking about it. Because basically,
okay,
it was,
okay, they who going off about it?
Well, the news media.
Okay.
And it's a breach of security is what it is.
Well, tell me the story. What happened?
Well, what happened was they were supposed to download a B-52 that had nuclear bombs on it.
Who was supposed to download?
The Air Force.
Okay, the Air Force.
To download these nukes at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Well, they didn't. And the airplane flew from Minot, North Dakota to Louisiana.
Okay, Billy, we don't know as much as you. What does download nuclear bombs mean? What does that mean?
That means take the bombs off the plane and put them back in storage. Because okay. They were supposed to destroy these nukes.
Okay.
They weren't supposed to fly across the country. There was something something about the Nuclear Proliferation Act where America is not supposed to fly around with nuclear bombs in the airplanes anymore.
Let alone in our our airplanes are not supposed to be flying over America with nuclear bombs in them.
Well, they're not supposed to be flying around with them, period. That's some kind of treaty that they have with the
Okay.
Okay, well, nuclear bombs, Liz. You can explode a nuclear bomb can be involved in an explosion, and it will not detonate. Okay.
All right.
So this is not really okay. It's a big deal. It's a breach of security. But the point I'm trying to make is that the base commander was fired because of this breach, which he should have been. But the biggest breach of security in America was 2001, 9/11. And who was fired?
Gotcha.
I mean, the biggest breach of security in America.
Gotcha.
And who was fired, Liz? Nobody got fired when those airplanes supposedly hit those buildings. But 6 nuclear bombs fly across America, and they fired a commander.
Gotcha.
And I just wanted to bring this to people's attention. This is how it's supposed to work.
I appreciate it.
But look into that.
All right, I certainly will. All right, Billy, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Whoa, good golly, Miss Molly, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You want a toll-free long-distance me? Not a problem. All you have to do is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget tonight at 1020 North Taylor, the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. Political candidate recruitment forum. Get your babies together. Tonight's the night. Been talking about it for a little over for 2 weeks starting today. Two weeks we've been talking about this. Minus one holiday. We've been talking about this. You need to be there tonight. It's very important that you be there. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Before I get to some more good information for you, before I get to some more of your calls and concerns, questions, observations, I need to let you know about some of our advertisers. The African Palace Bar and Grill. They have a wonderful menu that takes you to the ultimate African experience. Enjoy a journey to the motherland at the African Palace. Where are they located? 4005 Seven Hills Drive. Tomorrow is Reggae Night. The night after that is African Music Night. Every night is a wonderful opportunity to have a wonderful meal. You'll love it. You'll love it. You will love it. They've been serving North County for years and years. So get on over to the African Palace. Oh, and if it's your birthday, it's your birthday. If you're over 25, you can have your birthday free at the African Palace Bar and Grill. They have a carry-out menu as well. The African Palace specializing in dishes from Nigeria, Jamaica, Ghana, and Africa. So you know what? Give them a call. Here's their number, 921-4600. 921-4600. Here's their address, 4005 Seven Hills Drive, 4005 Seven Hills Drive, the African Palace Bar and Grill. Tell them I told you to. Clifford.
Yes, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Hey, do you get the impression, you know, that George Bush is revving it up for more money and an extension in Iraq?
Do I get that impression?
Right.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you see on the news yesterday, you know, where they were supposed to have caught these guys, you know, over in this foreign, over in Germany?
Well, wait a minute. Well, Clifford, in all fairness to Boy George, what's the date today?
Today?
It's like September 6th, right?
Yeah.
What comes after September 6th? 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. Ding, 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 ding.
Right.
September 11th.
Absolutely.
And every year before September 11th, there's somebody captured that's trying to kill some Americans.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened this happened in a foreign country.
That's right.
And they had hoods on their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I believe that's just a
It's September 11th is coming up. These were people that had enough, what was it, peroxide to kill, make a big bomb to kill a bunch of Americans. It's September 11th. There's bombings in the air trying to kill Americans in the air. Come
Absolutely.
On. Come on.
Good morning, man.
All right, take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. Come on. Come on, you can bomb Americans October 11th, November 11th, December 11th. Come on. Come on. Come on. 1-877-929. All right, not on your birthday, Howard. We won't do that. Well, all I'm trying to say, 11-11, all I'm trying to say is you know what? I don't believe it. It's bunk. It's bunk. It's absolute bunk. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to... Oh, my! We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
Do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Hi, I'm Karen Stewart. I'm sure you've asked yourself these questions before. What are the secrets to creating wealth? What are the four obstacles to building wealth? How do I build my financial house? How do I reduce my current year taxes? How do I best protect my assets? Get the answers to these questions and more on Strategies for Building Wealth every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on WGNU, where we teach you how to work your money smarter, not harder.
The St. Louis Public Library presents an evening of Latin music by guitarist Javier Mendoza. The performance takes place at Central Library on Olive on Monday, September 10th at 7 p.m. The program is free and open to the public. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. To find out more, call 314-206-6779. News to you from AM 920.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Mercy me. We have all kinds of things to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you need your carpets cleaned, you need your upholstery cleaned, you need to have Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery do the cleaning. Three standard size rooms and hall for three are $39.95. $39.95. Free estimates. And there is no substitute for quality. You know what? Get a professional to do it. And that would be Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Here's the number, 315-7075, 315-7075, Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Get your carpet, get your cleaning, get your upholstery. And, oh, and if you want a sofa and a love chair, that's $85. Sofa and a love chair, $85. You need to call Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Here's the number, 315-7075. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of business to tend to. Don't forget today at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor. That's 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. The first we're talking about, here's what we're talking about, Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. How do I say this? I think that you have to have a certain type of temperament. I think that you have to have a certain type of personality. I think that you have to have a certain sense. And that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about tonight at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. Political philosophy. You have to have a political philosophy, a philosophy that at the foundation of it should be the person who you are. At the foundation of your political philosophy. And some stuff, people that call people names as a joke, it always makes, no, that ain't funny. And I never found Don Rickles' humor particularly funny because it sounded at the foundation of it like he meant it. You know what I mean? I mean that energy. And I don't think and I don't think it's funny to call for adults to call children names. Okay, I don't. You want to get a sense of the temperament of the people that want to run for office, the temperament of the people of the Republican Party. Listen to this exchange. John McCain was at an open discussion with a bunch of not high schoolers, a little younger than high school kids. And they're asking him a series of questions. Listen to this exchange and listen very carefully to what he says to this child after this child was brave enough to ask a very, very important question. Check this out.
If elected, you speak older than Ronald Reagan, making you the oldest president. Do you ever worry that, like, you might die in office or get Alzheimer's or some other disease that might affect your judgment?
If you'll get Alzheimer's.
My kids, my children for many, many years have questioned my awareness. I don't pay attention to some of the music that they like. In fact, when I do pay attention to it, I must say that it's not—they're not my favorites. I think it was my son, one of my sons, that alleged that I'm getting to the point where I hide my own Easter eggs. But I don't think that. When you saw my 95-year-old mother there, I think you saw the kind of genes that I have. I work 24/7. I'm very active. I enjoy life. I am involved and engaged. And people will judge by the vigor and the enthusiasm associated with our campaign. Every campaign I've ever been in my life, I've out-campaigned all of my opponents, and I'm confident that I will. And thanks for the question, you little jerk.
Okay. Did you hear that? Thanks for the question, you little jerk. Now, I've got a sense of humor like everybody else. I've got a sense of humor. Did you hear what he said? Thanks for the question, you little jerk. Wait a minute. First of all, this is a child you're talking to. This is a child that you're talking to. And the child asked a very important question. Are you too old for this gig? Are you afraid that you might get Alzheimer's? Have you considered the fact that you might get Alzheimer's? An age, a illness, a disorder that is associated with age. I know it's a completely appropriate question. And you know what? A question that adults are afraid to ask John McCain to his face. They'll write about it. They'll muse about it, some of them. They'll speculate on it, some of them. But the thing of it is they won't even ask it. This child, this baby, asked John McCain to his face, you know what, shouldn't we really be considering your age in this? They would ask a 40-something-year-old man that. What's the name of that program? The kids ask the darndest questions. Now, at the end of this, John McCain says, you little jerk. You little jerk. You don't have the temperament to be the president of the United States. Yeah, and this isn't the first time that he's blown off at somebody. He doesn't have the temperament. What a horrible thing. That's not funny. And it speaks to your political philosophy. And then, you know, then you have this dude up here saying, I can do this. But my kids say that I hide my own Easter eggs. I don't like your music. Huh? Isn't that what every person, is it, huh? I don't like that them their music that you play on the phonograph machine. Huh. Then if you don't like my music, you can't understand me. What do I have coming? Maybe everybody that looks like you is in that 70s, 80s year old range. Maybe you have more in common with Jerry Lewis than you do with a 17-year-old that asked this. Wait a minute. Okay, it's coming to me now. What did he call his little plane that he can't afford anymore? Remember he had a chartered bus, chartered plane. What did he call it? The Straight Talk Express. So a baby gives you some straight talk and you call him a jerk. Huh. Yeah, that's why ain't nobody giving you no money, and that's why you're not going to be president of the United States. Straight talk as long as I get to straight talk and call you a jerk. Good morning, you're on the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
What's the guy name that's caught up in the sex scandal?
Larry Craig.
Did you hear the audios on the interrogation they did on him after his arrest?
Yeah, I played some of that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard excerpts about the hood. He said, I don't expect, you're not telling the truth. I expect it coming from the hood.
Yeah, that's what the cop said.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Now, that's as racist as you can get, Lee.
Yep.
But I've not heard anybody speak out on it.
You know what? That's a good point. That is an excellent point.
I have not heard anybody speak out on it.
Excellent point.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget tonight. Look at that. Parting of the water. The skies are clearing. Got some pink skies coming up here. Sun's coming up. The rains have moved on. I think it's all because of the political candidate recruitment forum. Tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. Please be there tonight. We have much business to tend to. We have some recruitment to do. All kinds of things that are happening out here. Whether you live in North County, whether you live in South City, whether you live in Mid City, whether you live in North City, whether you live in the Boot Hill. You know what? You need to come out tonight to 1020 North Taylor, tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to be there from 6 to 8. We're starting right at 6 o'clock. There's going to be a little bit of stuff for you to nosh on. You need to come on out. And then coming up next, Eye on the Lou. Lord, there's another reason why we just need to gather. We need some protection up there. You would not believe the things that folks are saying to our elected officials right here in the city of St. Louis just for taking a little trip to Jefferson City. You're going to find out. Stay with me.
Our truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
and so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Another Republican has jumped into the fray. ABC's Brad Willis tells us a familiar face is joining the race for the White House.
Fred Thompson's campaign began with a three-pronged approach, an ad during the presidential debate, an internet message, and an appearance on NBC's Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Fred Thompson, because Giuliani is too hard to spell.
The other GOP candidates took note of Thompson's absence during last night's debate on Fox News.
Why the hurry? Why not take some more time off?
Rudy Giuliani was a bit more serious.
I think Fred will add something to this race. Right. I think this is a nomination you have to earn, though.
Fred Thompson's having trouble raising cash and has seen several campaign staff changes, obstacles he'll have to overcome. Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
Sadness is sweeping across Italy and the world over the passing of opera legend Luciano Pavarotti. Fellow tenor Jose Carrera says he was without a doubt one of the most important tenors of all time. A wonderful man, a charismatic person, and a good poker player. Pavarotti died of pancreatic cancer. ABC's Linda Elbin has more.
He had a voice that could make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Luciano Pavarotti, bridging the gap between classical and the popular. Soprano Susanna Clarke.
The ordinary person who might go and have a pint in the pub, who would never ever think of going to an opera, suddenly was saying how wonderful this opera aria was.
Pavarotti once wrote, "Some of the greatest arias I have sung are some of the greatest pop songs ever written." The man who loved football and music combined the best of both worlds, not just for himself, but for millions of fans around the world. Linda Alban, ABC News, London.
Maybe you can afford an iPhone after all. While unveiling its new iPod, Apple announced it's slashing the price of its top-end iPhone to $399. A New England supermarket chain is giving its new Gold Star rating system a gold star for helping customers make healthier choices. Hannaford Brothers say sales of items that earned more stars outpaced similar products without them, putting more shredded wheat and raisin bran in people's shopping carts. This is ABC News.
Look, it's vitamin A.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum Silver, I've got a big announcement. We've been reformulated!
Yeah! I fear change.
Relax, Zinc. Centrum Silver still helps protect the health of people over 50, and now we're better balanced to work together, like more vitamin C and E to support natural cell repair.
C. E. I love this antioxidant!
New age-adjusted Centrum Silver, working better together.
From A to Zinc.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
There's still no sign of missing adventurer Steve Fawcett. ABC's Alex Stone says rescue crews combing Nevada are stumped.
The mystery here deepens. Rescue crews have been searching for Fawcett for 2 full days, and they've heard nothing from a satellite locator beacon that's supposed to go off automatically in a crash.
Well, it's not an encouraging sign because it gives us much less information to work on.
Civil Air Patrol Major Cynthia Ryan says if Fawcett did crash, That satellite locator beacon in the tail of his plane may have been destroyed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Minden, Nevada.
She was almost grounded by the fashion police. A 23-year-old Mesa College student and Hooters waitress was nearly kicked off a Southwest flight for wearing an outfit a flight attendant called inappropriate. She was told to change from her denim miniskirt, tank top, and sweater, but allowed to remain aboard when she said she had no luggage. Her mother is livid, saying yes, her daughter was dressed provocatively, but so do all young women, and airline officials were out of line. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ferenc-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Casino Queen workers are accusing the business of racial discrimination. 22 current or past employees of the East St. Louis business filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court on Tuesday. The suit alleges the company engaged in systematic discrimination, harassment, and retaliation against those who complained. Among other things, the lawsuit claims the Casino Queen gave preferential treatment to white employees, including promotions over black workers who had more or similar experience. The suit seeks at least $1 million in punitive damages, as well as unspecified compensatory damages. An alert system for Missouri school districts will soon be up and running. The Missouri Alert Network is a new statewide emergency system that can send messages to more than 500 districts in Missouri. The system can be activated by state public safety officials if an emergency takes place that could affect multiple school districts. The instant notification can be delivered from the schools to parents and staff. The Missouri Alert Network is a partnership between the State Department of Public Safety and the State School Boards Association. Finally this hour, a Metro East community has banned adult businesses. The Fairview Heights City Council voted Tuesday night to approve an ordinance that bans any adult businesses from opening in the city. The city's attorney and one alderperson opposed the measure, claiming it would be unconstitutional. Fairview Heights currently has one adult store that aldermen attempted to fight. The city has imposed restrictions on that business. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for this 7 o'clock hour. Southbound 141 at Teson Ferry, look for an accident, right lane's blocked. Northbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom through 255, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 255 from Telegraph Road through 55, look for an accident. Two lanes are blocked, two right lanes are closed, and that's causing delays there. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270, look for stop-and-go traffic. Southbound 170 between Natural Bridge and Page, look for that accident to have been cleared, but it's causing still some delays around the Page exit. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for stop-and-go traffic due to the rain. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain into West Florissant, and you've got delays. Northbound 270 from Teson Ferry through 44 and then into the Doherty Ferry area. Look for an accident. It's been cleared north of Teson Ferry, but you still have stop-and-go traffic, especially at the 44 interchange. And eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through Mason Road. Look for delays there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, look forward to occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 70. Friday, showers and thunderstorms to continue with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers, high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 71 degrees and some light mist. Lambert Fields reporting some rain in certain areas and 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. But up next, it's Eye on the Lou with Liz Brown is on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown, and because it's Thursday at 7 o'clock, it is time for Eye on the Loo. I am here with First Ward Alderman Charles Quincy Troop. We have a lot to talk about this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Very good. There are a number of things that I want to talk about this morning, Quince, because there are all kinds of issues that are percolating through our community. But the one that I think really kind of defines where we are right now, at least it's the story that shows the result of what happens when we are inattentive politically, when we don't understand the forces that are directed at us, and also when a community doesn't understand that simply because it's coming from one part of the city doesn't mean that it's not going to be coming for you. I'm talking about this land assemblage bill. It kind of like almost like the culmination of everything that people were talking about 30 years ago that would be coming to the city.
Exactly. You know, when the Team 4 plan first surfaced, a lot of people didn't take it for granted. They thought it was radical. It was not real. It was impossible, and that nobody would do that. But what happened and what was revealed to Barbara Geisman and in the mayor's office yesterday.
But before we get to that, tell us about the Team 4 plan. Give us the background on the Team 4 plan.
Well, the Team 4 plan was a plan that was created in 1974-75 by Gephardt, Satanics, Komarak, who works for the sheriff now, and Roach. Roach then was the alderman of the 28th Ward. He left the 28th Ward, and he went to CDA as the director there after the Team 4 plan surfaced. And then Shamel became the alderman of the 28th Ward, and all of the Hood and CD money, Carden Freeman and other mature aldermen, all of that money went to the 28th Ward. None of it came into the black community, federal money, to rebuild and stabilize and to assist the people and the poor people that the money came in for in the first place.
Because HUD money is based upon a calculation that was designed up in Washington, the calculation of the number of poor people, the number of children, the number of single women with kids, the number of the types of illnesses, because the HUD money is supposed to be directed to that particular place based upon that particular calculation to address those issues.
Those needs, exactly, and that's what it is. And if you look at this current bill, which makes it so cynical, they use that HUD criteria to come back and take the land.
Mm.
Because they set the HUD criteria in the state statute, which was the epitome of ignorance on the part of the black legislators, and it was arrogance and just cold calculation on the part of the informed white legislators and the mayor's office who pushed this bill.
And I was up there, you were up there a few weeks ago, listening to the racist energy that was used to push this bill through. When you listen to a Jeff Rangford up there talking about how people have been fleeing the city of St. Louis. We lost more people in the city of St. Louis than they lost as a result of Hurricane Katrina. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. I know why. I know why people left and it didn't happen. Well, Hurricane Katrina was a force of nature. Well, the reason people fleed the city of St. Louis was the first force of man and white men to get people out of the city of St. Louis. My name is Liz Brown. This is Eye on the Loo. I'm here with Charles Quincy Troop. Stay with us. This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the Boot Hill, you need to be here. Whether you want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
You want it all, so why not get it all? This weekend you can at the Get It On sale at your St. Louis Sears stores. For starters, all appliances are on sale, featuring top brands like Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Bosch, and LG. Plus, get 12 months no interest, no payments with your Sears card and free delivery after mail-in rebate on any appliance over $399. But that's still not all. Get an extra 10% cash back when you buy two or more appliances over $399 each after mail-in rebate. You can get it all in the lawn and garden department, too. When you make a lawn and garden purchase over $299 with your Sears card, you can get 12 months, no interest, and no payments, or 10% cash back after mail-in rebate. Come on down to your St. Louis area Sears store to get it all. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, and this is I on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Alderman Charles Quincy Troop talking about the ramifications. One of the reasons why I wanted to spend so much time, Quince, on this issue, this land assemblage bill issue, is because of the ramifications of this bill. There are all kinds of things that have happened out of this bill. We have, rumor has it that there were elected state representatives that were angry because aldermen and alderwomen went up there to testify against this bill. We have rumors out here that you are sending mixed messages about this bill. We have rumors out here that this land assemblage bill has all been fixed. Let's continue the conversation where we left off before the break about the Team 4, about the HUD money, and about where we are today. Yesterday, you all went in and talked to the Francis Slay's office about this.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you talk to?
Well, we talked to Barbara Geisman in the mayor's office, and it was a pretty spirited conversation. We was talking about a Northside initiative that they were trying to launch, but the Northside initiative only was $1,900,000 out of a $22 million budget, and that was not represented.
Wait a minute. As a result of the HUD configurations by our good government, the city of St. Louis, and this is all, these are the statistics that come out of North St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Our city is entitled to $20-something million worth of HUD money. And you and Francis Slay's office said, okay, North St. Louis can divvy up $1-point-something million. Y'all can have $1-point-something million. Is that what they're telling you? That's what they said to your face?
Yeah, this was an initiative that they had to address the problems.
A million dollars to be split up in North St. Louis, $1 lousy million. That's what they told you out of the $27 million that HUD has given to this city because of the issues in North St. Louis. All Francis Slay's office said, we come up with a Northside initiative without talking to any Northside alder people. Here y'all go, $1 million.
It was $1.9 million.
$1.9 million. Okay, $1.9 million for all of North St. Louis. Here's your Northside initiative money. How much tax break is Paul McKee going to get?
Well, I don't know. It all depends on how it plays out. But the whole idea was to give them $100 million with the tax cut.
$100 million, but North St. Louis Initiative. Now, Francis Slay's office went up to Jefferson City.
And that didn't
advocate.
Include the tips and all of the other the other bells and whistles that would go on there.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck here for a second. Francis Slay's office went up to Jefferson City to advocate for this land assemblage bill that gives tens of millions of dollars of tax cuts to one person. And in coming back, and without talking to any of y'all aldermen, and in coming back to North St. Louis, and after cutting on North St. Louis, saying people are fleeing North St. Louis like worse than Katrina, their solution to the issues that, the financial issues that confront North St. Louis is, here, y'all split up, divvy up $1.9 million. Get out the office. That's what they were saying.
Well, it was worse than that.
It was worse than that.
It was worse than that because the mayor's a, and this is what I think the state reps don't understand. The mayor is the executive branch of government.
Mm-hmm.
We, the aldermen, are the legislative branch of government. When the executive branch of government go to Jeff City with its and McKee's lobbyists, and they work on legislation that bring to the black community eminent domain and condemnation that bypass the legislative branch, which means that bypasses every alderman sitting in that chamber, then it cancels out the legislative branch of government at the local level. And that was, you know,
kind of like going up to Jefferson City, lobbying the city of St. Louis, Francis Slay, lobbying that the St. Louis public schools, we don't need the elected school board anymore. We need Blunt to appoint a board, bypassing those elected officials. Kind of like that.
That's exactly the same
kind
thing.
Kind of like that.
It's
That's why we said you need to fight the school issue. Kind of like that.
It's just the exact same thing. And I think that most of the aldermen, black and white, are offended by it. I know the president is. I talked to him yesterday. So it's going to be heated. It's going to get serious as we go. And
let's go back to this conversation again. It seems to me, Quincy, that okay, when black elected officials, well, black older people, go in and talk to Francis Slay's office and say. And Francis Slay's office, to me, I think that this is tantamount to a political spitting in your face to North St. Louis. $1.9 lousy million dollars out of $20 million after you lobbied for a guy who doesn't even live in St. Louis to get tens of millions of dollars worth of tax breaks. I think that the black elected officials should be saying, you know what? This is all our money. This is for all of North St. Louis. This $20 million should be going to all of North St. Louis, and there's precedent for it to go to one place, isn't there?
I think it is. It all went to Midtown, to the 28th Ward area. So,
In the 70s and the 80s, and that's what caused their renewal.
That's exactly what you see there.
Wait a minute. And remember, back in the 80s, that's when Ronald Reagan came into office, and that's when cities started losing a lot of their urban renewal money. So the city of St. Louis found a way to do that by directing that urban renewal money instead of directing it to the North St. Louis that gave rise to the HUD money at all, directed it to Midtown.
That's right.
And that's why Midtown looks like it did. It doesn't look like it because the people there are better. It's because they got the money.
Exactly. And at that time, if you noticed, the Forest Park was in the 26th Ward.
The black folks.
And black folks had control of all of that. But now, none of the Forest Park is in the 26th Ward. And so they had a plan. They had a plan to disrupt, destroy, undermine our community. And it's working. Even today it's working.
And we're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is Eye on the Lou. I'm here with Charles Quincy Troop. You need to get up. You need to get to us. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget tonight, the political candidate recruitment forum is taking place at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. You know what? It's going to be a big deal. Y'all need to be there. We'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for the 7 o'clock hour. A lot going on. Southbound 170 between Natural Bridge and Page. Stop and go traffic due to an accident. It's been cleared at Page. Look for slowdowns there. Eastbound 70, stop and go traffic due to rain from Bryan Road all the way into Highway 79. Look for delays there. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain through West Florissant. Look for delays as well. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through 44 into the Doherty Ferry Exchange. Look for an accident. This is the eastbound ramp of 44 is closed due to an overturned vehicle. So look for a whole lot of delays that are already down in that area to begin with. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through Mason Road. You've got slowdowns. 141 southbound at Tesson Ferry. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. Westbound 255 from Telegraph into 55. Look for an accident. Three lanes are blocked. It's the three right lanes. That's at 55. Look for a whole lot of problems down in that area. Eastbound 44 from Bull Street 270. You've got delays due to what's going on in northbound 270. That eastbound 44 ramp being closed. Westbound 70 between Zumbel and Cave Springs. Look for an accident that's west of Zumbel and that's causing some delays there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low around 70. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, likely highs in the mid-80s. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in mid-80s. Currently, we have 70 degrees and some light mist. Lambert Fields reporting light rain and 71. Stay tuned for more of the Eye on the Lou and the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the Boot Hill, you need to be here. Whether you want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Charles Quincy Troop, Alderman of the First Ward. And Quincy, I can't get past this political spitting in the face to all of North St. Louis, all elected officials by Francis Slay's office, when you were told yesterday out of the 20-something million dollars of HUD money that's available, that Francis Slay's office said to y'all, oh, we got a Northside initiative, and here it is, $1.9 million. Take it. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You know what I think, Quincy? I think that every black alderperson, all of y'all, should write a letter to all of your constituents, hold a town hall meeting with all of y'all up there, and every one of y'all should stand up and say, we want all of the $20 million worth of that money. And you lay out the reason why North St. Louis should get all of that money. If the city of St. Louis sent, if Francis Slay sent a lobbyist and his little first or second or third in command person, Rainford, up there, sent him up there to advocate that one white guy gets tens of millions of dollars of tax breaks, why wouldn't North St. Louis get all of that? That's a spit in the face to all of us.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I think it would be great if all of the black aldermen sent letters out and did a joint press release to hold a hearing somewhere at Harris Stowe or Vashon.
There you go.
Where the black community could really get a good 101 in terms of how, what's going to happen. The bad part about this bill is we got a lot of, in my ward, I have some great homeowners who've maintained their homes over the years, and the homes in the neighborhoods are stable, and all they need is just a little help.
Mm-hmm.
But this bill goes in and also gives them the right to take owner-occupied property that meets all of the city code and all of the city requirements by eminent domain. And for any black person to support that, he's got to be out of his mind, and then give the power to the state rather than the alderman and the people. That just makes no sense.
And it feels like that right now, Quincy, that it's do or die, for real. All of this thing, and when you look at, I would even make a comparison to the Republican Party. It's taken them 20 to 30 to 40 years to get to the place where the reason that George W. Bush is in office right now is because of 40 years of work that happened, that preceded him. This is the fruition of the Team 4 plan. This is almost 40 years ago, and this is where we are right now. We're in the last final stages where now that people of African descent are starting to be represented almost in a majority on the Board of Aldermen, the plan has been put in place. Well, we're going to take away your power.
Exactly. But the difference between the national arena and the local arena for the last 40 years have been Democrat.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And then we've been voting Democrat for the last 40 years. And the plan has been
no different. No different. Martha, you're on Eye on the Lou.
Good morning. How are you? And good morning, my Alderman Troop. How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, you know, you got the Black Caucus. Are you all still in existence?
Is the Black Caucus still in existence?
Where's the leadership?
Yes.
Do you know, why do we send you up there and down there? We cannot all go, right?
Well, that's why the aldermen went.
You, all of you there, to look out for our interests.
Okay, I'm not clear what your question is, Martha.
He was talking about the land grab and taking away our land, and we need help to fix up our properties, and we're talking about a town hall meeting. But they should be doing that all the time. We need your help.
I agree.
Even when we send you there, Liz, what I'm talking about, are the elected officials, they are not doing what they promised us when they went into office. And so the only way we have to do is we have to vote them out.
And are you going to be at the forum tonight?
I know I will.
Okay, all right.
I know I will.
All right. Thank you, Miss Martha. And that's the flip side of what happens when people see some stuff like this coming down, because Quincy, in all fairness, there was you that went up to Jefferson City. There was April Ford Griffin that went up to Jefferson City. There was Marlene Davis that went up to Jefferson City as the aldermatic representation. April and Marlene got in a car crash. They were unable to testify. You were the only alder person that was able to testify, and we have your testimony here that we're going to play in just a minute. But I guess the point that Martha is making is that's what your job is. So why isn't there? Why, after that meeting with Francis Slay's office, it's my hope that all of you all, as a caucus, will sit down and write letters to all of your constituents, because you all have your own constituent base, and have a joint town hall meeting to get the $20 million.
Well, I think that's the progression of what is happening now, because the first ward is going to have a meeting on the 12th at Lexington School, and we have Freeman Bosley Sr., we have Marlene Davis, and we have April Ford coming into the ward to deal strictly with the land assemblage bill and what is the repercussions and the impact, the economic impact, that it's going to have on all of North St. Louis, and why we have to use that as a catalyst to move into having a citywide or Northside meeting with all of the aldermen to make black people aware that it's now time to step up to the plate. You can't sit back now.
I mean, we're hearing rumblings out here. Francis Slay saying, I'm going to get rid of Sherman George, because Sherman George won't do what I tell him to do, even though the fire chief is the person that is the expert in whether or not a test what that enough to keep us safe. Francis Slay, because he said, okay, well, I went up to Jefferson City and got the school board. I went up to Jefferson City and got land, and I don't have to talk to older people. I'm filling my oats. I'm going to go and I'm going to tell Sherman George, you need to do what I tell you. All of this stuff is interconnected.
I think it's all because when you really look at Sherman George,
mm-hmm.
Sherman George then built an economic development base.
Yeah, they did.
They built
47%. Yeah.
Black employees,
yes, they did.
Out of that organization. It didn't come from the churches. It didn't come from the politicians. It was the black firefighters that came together.
It didn't come from the unions.
That came together to do it. We use that as a template over at Metro Bi-State, where we have 90% black now and over $100 million payroll. Most people don't even understand. But it was fire that gave us the motive force, the initiative, and the momentum to go into back into then Bi-State and start fighting for equity and racial and gender equality. And now we have 47% black female bus drivers.
And the time has come right now, Quincy. The time has come right now. And that's one of the reasons why I know that there are a lot of elected officials out there that are afraid of this forum that we're having tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And I understand why some of them are afraid. But you know what? When we have legislators that go up to Jefferson City and get $40,000 from white men that don't have anything to do with our community, when we have legislators that advocate for or allow our school elected school board members, we have a majority of black people on the school board that would allow them to become useless or a non-existent, that we got to change some stuff, don't we, Quincy?
Well, I think, you know, anytime a new legislator don't even know where the bathrooms are in Jeff City can garner $40,000 from a billionaire, you know that his vote is bought forever.
Bought forever. Yeah. Bought forever. Let me get to some of our callers here. Craig.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
And good morning, Alderman Troop.
Good morning.
I wanted to have a question about the racial makeup of the state of Missouri. What percentage of it is white?
Well, I would say about 90%. Let me see.
We're about 12% black people, right, in the state of Missouri?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me is that the city of St. Louis, even though our racial makeup is approximately, 60% black?
Okay.
It seems like it's being treated like it's 90% white community.
Except when it's election time and they need the vote to elect people citywide. Our vote is concentrated. We deliver the votes. Now, our numbers may be small numerically, but when it's time for election, we deliver the votes.
But when it's time for the finances to be distributed.
There you go. So what are black folks going to do? What are black folks going to do? And Craig, are you coming to the forum tonight?
Yes, I am.
So, Craig, another thing, even though we are only 12% of the state, we produce about 20-25% of the Democratic vote.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Because we vote 95% Democrat.
And we vote.
But most white communities don't and have never voted 95%, not even in the city of St. Louis, Democrat.
Thanks for your call, Craig.
Thank you.
And before I get to my callers, I want you to know, this is another thing that they don't want you to know. There's a wonderful book out. There's a wonderful book out, and it is entitled An All-American Dream by Bruce Petty. This is a book that 62 publishers didn't want to publish. Why? Maybe because he was talking about the United States declaring white supremacy rules America. Maybe because in this book, all people of African descent who want to go back to Africa can and can go at Uncle Sam's expense. The All-American Dream by Bruce Petty. Pick it up. It's in bookstores now. Even though 62 major publishers don't want you to read it, you can get it now at the Knowledge Center. You can get it at Left Bank Books. You can get it at the NOI Information Center, and you can get it at Ujamaa. This is an All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. Pick it up, because they don't want you to see it. 1-877-920-WGNU. Robin.
Good morning. How are you, Miss Brown?
I'm outstanding.
In Autumn Troop.
Good morning.
I'll be there.
Tonight?
I'll be there. I've been listening to you. I haven't called a lot. I will be there. And I'm having a problem, if you don't mind me saying this, about the St. Louis Public Schools. My son, Jordan, he's a freshman. And do you know they were suspending kids at Williams School Tuesday if they didn't have a shirt?
Suspending them?
They were suspending kids. They were calling parents and suspending kids.
Okay, we'll talk about that tonight, okay?
I'll be there.
Okay,
I'll
all
be
right.
There. Thank you for that.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Alderman Charles Quincy Troop. My show here today is Eye on the Lou. We have much business to attend to. Please don't forget about the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. We'll be back. People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz. Dateline Central America. Hurricane Felix has left 21 dead and 200 missing in Nicaragua. The storm weakened to a tropical depression yesterday as it encountered the mountains of Central America. Authorities in Honduras and Nicaragua are still assessing the damage and casualties left in the wake of the Category 5 hurricane. Felix made landfall around 6:45 Central Time on Tuesday morning, with winds around 160 miles per hour. Thousands of Nicaraguans evacuated before the storm struck, many riding out the storm in shelters set up in the north. No deaths or serious injuries were reported in Honduras, but over 100 homes were reportedly destroyed. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz.
No relationship suffering because you work too much? Do you even have a personal life? Here is great news. You can now learn how to get more done in less time from not one, but two premier coaches. Come on, invest in yourself. Register for the Personal Leadership Secrets teleseminar series now. You will produce extraordinary results guaranteed. Just go to pattycook.com to register. That's PattyCook.com. Your loved ones will be glad you did.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the Boot Hill, you need to be here. Whether you want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. And Quincy, I just want to get your thoughts on this, on our political candidate recruitment forum. We're going to have SEIU there. We're going to have Jobs for Justice there. We're going to have the International Urban Institute's going to be part of this tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. It's a good idea, bad idea? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a good idea. I think it's always a good idea to hold your elected officials accountable and to look at what they're doing right and what we're doing wrong. Many of us, especially when you're in Jeff City, you're out of the view of people, and you kind of do what you want to do. And if your heart and mind is not right, and if you're not mature to the point to whereby you take the position that I'm not going to do anything to hurt my people, and I don't want you to ask me to do anything to hurt my people, and I'm not going to ask you to do anything to hurt your people. And if there are things that we can agree on that mutually benefits both of us, and both of our constituency, then we can do that. So this forum, I think, and I hope that it's the genesis of some kind of accountability of all of us as elected officials from the top to the bottom, from and not only black people, but both black and white. And the way I understand the forum, the forum is not dealing with black people, it's dealing with everybody. So you could be looking at candidates to run for all of the offices.
There you go, across the city, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in North St. Louis, South St. Louis, Mid St. Louis, everybody needs to be here tonight. And one of the things that we're also going to be doing, Quincy, is we're also going to be, a component of it is the putting together the creation of almost like a standing political election committee, a committee that goes from a campaign to campaign that's always ready to work with the campaign to get that person elected. We need a standing group like that.
Well, I think if you have a standing group, you know, of magnitude whereby you can reward the people that do right and punish the people that do wrong, then I think that's great. But if you look at what's happening, that they're putting hundreds of thousands of dollars in the black community, more money than has ever been put in the black community before, to show up and to cultivate and develop this neoconservative new black political agenda.
So we're talking about elected officials that we have right now up in Jefferson City, a Talib El Amin, a Rodney Hubbard. This is they represent a new type of black elected official, a right wing conservative black elected official, and they're getting money.
And they're getting money, and I was in a meeting where one of them referred to another black elected official as a liberal. You know,
a black person, and it wasn't in a disparaging way.
It was very negative.
You are a liberal. Now, wait a minute. Aren't black people liberal? The fundamental basis of liberal is freedom. Okay,
exactly.
I mean that's the definition of the word. So you calling a black person name, and the name that you're calling them ain't conservative, is liberal.
Exactly.
So, and this is one of the black elected officials that's getting that money from these elected, these right-wing think tanks, these right-wing, non-think tanks, but these right-wing tanks that have an agenda that's in opposition to people of African descent.
But I'm saying the people that's pumping in the money, they have a broader,
yes, they do.
The broader agenda rather than just that. I think they want to break up that 90-95% voting block,
mm-hmm,
that comes out of the black community, and the best place to start is unconscious black elected officials.
There you go. And throw in some money.
Yeah.
Throw in some money. Brenda.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Good morning,
Armin Church.
Good morning.
I'd like to know, I will be at the forum tonight.
Excellent.
I think it's a great plan and should have been thought of many, many years ago. And I'd like to know, will you have the copies of the Team 4 plan?
Yeah, in my office I have about 50 copies. I'll get them to somebody. They'll be there tonight.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you.
A lot.
All right.
Thanks.
You're on Eye on the Lou.
Good morning, Tony Brown, my good friend, brother, and all of the troops.
Brother Bob.
Bob William. Yes. Being a community and political activist over the years, and one of the founders with you, Liz, and Irene J. Smith, and other, the International Nerve Institute, it is so good that we do have a voice still left in the community in terms of getting the message out and educating our people. And we notice we have won the last two school board elections, and things have been really moving positive, in my opinion, and you're keeping that Team 4 plan out there. I agree with Sister Martha and holding the elected official accountable, and also what Trooper just said. I am taking off work tonight. As you know, I'm working two part-time jobs because my retirement benefits are so low.
Mm.
In the civil rights movement, we didn't have no W-2 form or 1099, so this is a real issue with me now to survive, but I would be there. But I think tonight we want to see how many of the elected officials are going to be there, black and white, and also, like a troop said, in the future, there are certain things that need to be reveal about what is going on, because I think they're going to have to, Liz, you had mentioned it, how long do the black elected officials or the other ones have to be beholding to the powers to be, like Mayor Slay or Civil Progress people and so forth? At some point, we're going to have to cut this biblical cord. I think this is the beginning of it. I'm so glad that IUI decided to be a participant in, which I'm pretty sure they are. And thank you all so kind. I really appreciate it.
And one of the things that I want to talk about, we have about a minute left here, Quincy, is so how did the meeting with Francis Slay's office end last night with you and the other members of the Black Caucus?
Well, I think the mayor, Barbara Geisman's position was that if black people want more money, then you have to take it from existing black programs in the black community. But I think that was unanimously rejected by all of the black aldermen. They've said, no, this pot has got to grow. We're not going to shrink here to grow that. But one of the things was interesting is that they are on one accord. The automatic parker is on one accord on this. I didn't see any fractures. So I think it's going to be okay.
And Howard, can you key up that statement from Quincy? Because I want people to hear what Quincy said up in Jefferson City, because there's been some folks have been out here misrepresenting what you said up there in Jefferson City. Go ahead.
Let me just say, in observing and reading this 68-page bill last night, this is the very best Christmas tree bill that I've seen in my 24 years at the legislature, with the exception of the land assemblage part of the bill. I think the great thing about Missouri is that we have a bicameral legislature. The Senate has their responsibility and the House has its responsibility, and we always circuit as being a wiser body. And as an alderman in the city of St. Louis, I think we would be making a great mistake to bypass the local elected officials. That is my primary concern with this bill. You have a legislative elected body in the city of St. Louis, very much the same as this time that was elected by the people to represent the people.
Okay, Howard, turn it down. Turn it down. Now, see here, the very first thing that you said is this is a great Christmas tree bill with the exception of the land assemblage bill. And the big headline over your comment was, is Quincy Troop supports the tax bill.
That's insane, you know what I mean? But, I mean, that's the spin, and you got the money to do the spin, then that's what it is. And black people weren't there. And the people that were there, that French guy, he was paid by McKee.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what?
And so was other members of the Black Caucus.
Yeah. By now, so, you know, they spent a quarter of $1 million.
More than that,
to get people to support this thing. So then words like yours, where you said very clearly, with the exception of the land assemblage bill.
The tax credit part was not bad.
And then you go on to say that taking away the power from the elected board. Quincy, are you going to be at the political?
Me, I've got a board meeting, the union board meeting tonight, but I'm going to bounce them.
Excellent. And we'll get those copies of the Team 4 plan.
I'll get them to you before the meeting.
Thank you so much. Charles Quincy Troop, see you tonight. We'll be back with, of course, Justice for Reggie and Jamala Rogers. Stay with us.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Fred Thompson finally tipped his hand on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
I'm running for president of the United States.
All right.
Thompson's Republican rivals, meanwhile, were across the country in New Hampshire, debating about everything from Iraq to why Thompson wasn't with them. Arizona Senator John McCain offered one theory.
Well, I think that's a decision that Fred should make. Maybe we're up past his bedtime. But the point is, I think that...
Luciano Pavarotti has left behind haunting echoes, a large shadow, and impossible shoes to fill. The famed tenor succumbed to pancreatic cancer at his home in Italy. He was 71. The BBC's Nick Hyman has a look at his legacy.
His fame, fueled by a personality as overwhelming as his frame, spread far beyond the opera house. When in 1990 he sang Nessun Dorma at the World Cup in Italy, he finally went from opera star to global superstar.
The legacy of his thrilling voice lives on. Fellow tenor Placido Domingo says he always admired the God-given glory of Pavarotti's voice. President Bush says the U.S. and China have a complex relationship, but he called China's president easy to talk to after their first face-to-face meeting in Australia. ABC's Ann Compton has the readout.
On the eve of the economic summit here, the two biggest players, the U.S. and China, met for candid talks that ranged far beyond money. President Bush said they debated Iran's influence. And Hu Jintao made the case for keeping the global warming issue under the control of the United Nations, not the Pacific allies gathering here this weekend.
Forget plastic surgery and even Botox. A growing number of New Yorkers are turning to facial yoga to smooth fine lines, special facial exercises. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey!
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative HomeLight Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Taking care of me.
Do you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworklifereward.com for details.
Hollywood had its first $4 billion summer, ABC's Dave Alpert reports.
Looking good, Spidey.
Spider-Man 3 was the top-grossing film of the record-setting summer, snaring $338 million through Labor Day.
Where is Shrek?
Shrek the Third finished second, and Transformers was third, according to box office analyst Paul DeGarabedian.
Hopefully the record-breaking summer portends a very strong fall.
And with the fall movie season comes the competition for all those awards.
There are films that are already kind of generating some Oscar buzz, and I think the performances in 310 to Yuma have been getting a lot of attention.
The Western, starring Russell Crowe and Christian Bale, opens nationwide this weekend. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Hollywood.
Daniel Radcliffe, known better to movie fans as Harry Potter, will bear it all on Broadway when he reprises his role in Equus in New York. Radcliffe predicts it'll be amazing, but admits he will be terrified. I'm Karen Chase.
ABC now, News. The local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Furrenschmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Metro East authorities have a suspect in custody for what they call a one-man crime spree. 33-year-old Danny DeRosa of Tilden, Illinois, is accused of breaking into the home of an elderly couple near Sparta last week. Officials say that he also burglarized other homes in the area and often beat his elderly victims. DeRosa had been paroled in May after serving jail time for burglary. He has been charged with home invasion, armed robbery, residential burglary, and aggravated battery of a senior citizen. Edwardsville has a new police chief. 51-year-old James Bedell was appointed by Mayor Gary Niebuhr, and the city council gave its unanimous approval on Tuesday. The veteran Chicago area policeman says he wants to build on the strengths of the department that is already service-oriented. He takes over for David Bopp, who retired earlier this year after serving the department for 38 years. Bedell begins his new job on September 18th. Finally this hour, Scott Spezio may return to the Cardinals before the end of the 2007 season. That's according to manager Tony La Russa, who says general manager Walt Jocketty has been keeping track of the utility infielder situation. Spezio entered a rehabilitation program for substance abuse last month. The team has been reluctant to offer details of his progress because of privacy rules for employee assistance programs. La Russa says if Spezio takes care of his personal issues, the team wouldn't hesitate to use him. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Southbound 170 between Natural Bridge and Page. There's an accident that's been cleared at Page, but look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and McKnight. Stop-and-go traffic there. Southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road into Page. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 is a mess from Bryan Road through 79. Look for delays there as well. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain into West Florissant. Look for everything to be running slowly in pockets, but it's running at the speed limit still. Northbound 270 between Teston Ferry and Doherty Ferry. That accident's been cleared on the ramp to eastbound 44. It's been reopened, but you can expect all sorts of slowdowns there. Eastbound 44 as a result. Look for delays into the 270 exchange. Northbound 55 from Bayless through Germania. That accident's been cleared to Germania. And then again, northbound 55 from 4500 South Broadway into 44. Look for slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly cloudy. Look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 70. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-80s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stick around for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. It's Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers. That's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Thursday at 8 o'clock. That means this is a Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. So we have a few minutes before our first break. Bring us up to speed on what happened last Thursday, Reggie's birthday.
Reggie's birthday, his 36th birthday, was last Thursday, and we had the 12-hour marathon celebration that went really well. We had the corner of Union and Dr. King pretty much lit up with green and music and just a lot of festivity.
I drove by there at about 9:30, and it was popping.
It was popping, and we had a number of the Wake Up Call folks come through there, so that was good. We even had the father of Lavina Johnson come through there and sign a birthday greeting. And so Dr. Johnson, I got a chance to talk with him about that whole struggle. But, you know, we did well. We hope that Demetrius Todd, the young man who owns these Best for You, did okay because he had his grills going. And people were lined up at these little trucks buying. But also, Liz, I never have a chance to get my car washed because I'm always in it and going someplace. But there is a young brother who owns A&B over there, and he took that car. And after they finished with it, I was looking for my car in the lot because I couldn't find it. They had that car looking like a brand new car. It was shiny. They waxed it up, detailed it. So I just want people to know that there's some young Black entrepreneurs that are over there that need our support, and they're doing some good things and trying to give back to the community.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
We can't wait till we put all the birthday wishes in the book and give to Reggie and let him get a chance to read them one by one.
And how do we do with our petitions?
I think we did all right with the petitions, and we even, you know, collected a little bit of money because we weren't really trying to do that. We had the toll road set up, but we were mainly trying to get out the fact sheets. But people just automatically are programmed to drop money in the bucket.
Right.
So they got buttons and, you know, and they got a coupon from D's that will be good for 30 days. They get a chance to get a dollar off of the plates. And so, we're going to do that count of the, petitions in a couple of more weeks when officially summer ends, and that'll be the end of the summer 5,000 project.
And so what are we going to be doing today?
Today we have with us John Chasnoff, who is with the Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression, and we're going to talk about the work that's been going on in the coalition. But, you know, there's been a lot around, you know, the killing of Officer Brown and the kind of tension that's in the streets between, you know, the black community and the St. Louis Police Department. But there's also some other issues like the accreditation process that, you know, is unfolding, the first time that the St. Louis Police Department has ever been involved, and most citizens did not know that it was even happening. But also the coalition has been moving towards a state legislation to bring about local control, and that was phase two of the whole strategy around bringing citizens more involved in the police department, of a department that gets one-third of the city's budget, but citizens have no control over, and that, in fact, is still problematic. So we'll get a chance to explore those issues, you know, when we come back.
Okay, we're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
You want it all, so why not get it all? This weekend you can, at the Get It All sale at your St. Louis Sears stores. For starters, all appliances are on sale, featuring top brands like Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Bosch, and LG. Plus, get 12 months no interest, no payments with your Sears card, and free delivery after mail-in rebate on any appliance over $399. But that's still not all. Get an extra 10% cash back when you buy two or more appliances over $399 each after mail-in rebate. You can get it all in the lawn and garden department, too. When you make a lawn and garden purchase over $299 with your Sears card, you can get 12 months, no interest, and no payments, or 10% cash back after mail-in rebate. Come on down to your St. Louis area Sears store to get it all. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the boot hill, you need to be here. Whether you want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
Good day. This is Tumpe.
This is Balan Lane.
And this is Angel. Together, we host Wonderful, a new talk show concerning relationships with God, family, and community. Please tune in every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Hear us there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. And before we get back to our discussion, I want to say a few words of some of our advertisers here, about some of our advertisers here. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. You want your carpet done right? You want it done by a professional? You want it done by someone that gives you a free estimate? You want it done by someone that gets it done incredibly right? Well, you need to call Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Here's the number, 315-7075, 315-7075. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, three standard room sizes and a hall, $39.95. How about one couch and a love seat, $85? Look, you need to call Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 315-7075. Get it done by a professional, a person that has the perfect equipment and the perfect experience. Russell's, 315-7075. And here's something for you. I know it's almost Friday. You know what they call Friday at Archie's? Fish Friday. That's right. Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar. You can get hot dogs. You can get your beef, your soy, your turkey, your chili dog, your St. Louis dog, your crowd dog, your Reuben dog, your pizza dog, your cheese dog, your Tilly cheese dog, your Hawaiian dog. Come on now. Get on down to the Loop. Get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe. And Friday, Fish Friday, starting at 5 o'clock to midnight. Fish Friday at Archie's All-American Cafe. You support the wake-up call? Well, you know what? Support it by supporting the advertisers that make it possible for the wake-up call to be here. Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar, right there in the Loop. Give him a call, pay him a visit, and tell him I told you to. And, of course, this is Justice for Reggie Thursday. It's 8 something, and I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And, Jamala, we need to talk about what's going on with the police here in the city of St. Louis. And John Chesnoff is here in the studio with us this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning. A longtime fan and caller into the show, so it's really an honor to be here today.
It's great to have you here, and the work that you're doing out here is so important. Let's talk about this accreditation piece, because, like Jamala said, that this is something that people don't know a lot about, didn't know a lot about. What is it, and what was it, and what happened?
Well, there's a national organization. It's called CALEA, the Commission for Accreditation of Law Enforcement Agencies. And so CALEA is assigned the task of looking around the whole nation and finding departments that they think deserve their stamp of approval. You know, they're accredited by this organization because they meet certain best practices. And so this organization was invited to come to St. Louis and evaluate the St. Louis City Police Department. It was really an opportunity for the department to raise its own standards and for it to solicit community involvement to get a whole discussion going about, you know, what this department can and should be. And it's really a shame that that's not what it's been so far.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, part of this process was for a team to come to town and to hear from the community, you know, input about what's the department been doing, what are the areas where it needs improvement, that kind of thing. And it's just typical of the department that time after time, you know, they profess this philosophy of community-oriented policing, but when it comes to actually looking at the community, talking to the community, being involved with the community, it never happens. And so this was another example. The notification for this community meeting was weak, to say the least. It was put out on the police website, but there was no real active attempt to get the word out to the community and get people to a meeting. And, you know, besides the department, I feel like there's a certain collusion by the major media in town. And when some of us from the Coalition Against Police Crimes tried to get this information into the newspapers, it was, you know, pulling teeth. We finally got an article the day of the hearing after, a week's notification and several phone calls in one paper, and the other weekly paper never returned any phone calls.
And, Jamala, were you there?
No. John attended that particular one, and it was interesting to see who testified on behalf of the good work of the department and those community people who had some problems with some of the persistent and chronic issues that we've been trying to address for over a period of years. So You know, some of the usual suspects, you know, there was, I think, a former member of the police board who testified that, you know.
Who was that, John?
That was Michael Quinn.
Okay.
And Clarence Harmon was there.
Really?
Yeah, he came, he showed up to say what a great department it was. And several of the...
Clarence Harmon doesn't even live in St. Louis anymore, does he? Does he live in Arizona, I thought, or someplace?
He said that he's involved in a business here, an area representative for a business, you know, here in Missouri. So I think he's in the area.
Interesting. But they managed to get notice to him that this was taking place.
Right.
Okay.
But it was interesting, those bigwigs and officials who showed up, Mario Favazza was there, too, to put in a good word. Those folks just came in, gave their little 5 minutes, and walked out. They didn't really have any interest in the process. They were obviously there to do a favor for somebody who'd asked them to show up, and you know that was the extent of their concern.
So people, I'm just trying to picture this, to visualize this in my head of how this worked. It was like a table full of people that were taking the testimony. Were they recording it? Were they writing it down? What were they doing when people were providing this testimony?
Yeah, there were three people who were part of this team who came to town, and they were obviously very attentive to what was being said. They took copious notes, you know, were writing the whole time. So I felt like they really did have an interest. And just to describe the process a little bit, this accreditation is a two-step process. The first step involves this one, where they come to town, and their major effort is to work on written policies, because they figure, well, whatever happened in the past, we can't change that, but we can get the department up to snuff with its written policies. And then we'll come back in 3 years, and we'll look and see, are they implementing these policies? So this was the first stage, and it was really an opportunity for the community to lay the groundwork for what's going to happen in 3 years.
Let me ask you this, John. Is it too late for citizens to weigh into the commentary on this? Let's say, for example, if there were a letter-writing campaign or people sent letters to them or sent emails to this group, would they still be taking this testimony? Would they consider that as part of the what they will evaluate?
We're right near the end of their window of opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if people want to get in touch with the coalition, we can get information to them and probably still get it included.
Now, when people testified to these people that came in, did anybody explain to them that there was a notice issue here in this city?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was definitely brought up.
Okay.
And it was disappointing to see that they weren't as concerned about that as they could be.
Okay.
They wanted people to speak to their standards, their particular issues that they look at.
And what are those issues that they look at?
But yeah, those standards are not posted online, and they were available at the police station during the day, during business hours, but hard for people to get access to.
Well, so what were those standards?
Well, they have things like they want a written policy on how directives get dispersed throughout the department, you know, so that there's a clear chain of accountability when an order gets issued and it goes down the chain of command. They wanted use of force policy to be written and clear and involve certain standards. They want.
Did people come in and testify to the use of force, saying that there is such a policy and there are standards are there and it's clear? Did people come in and testify on behalf of the policies?
There were some folks who came in to testify on behalf, but mostly they spoke very generally. Like I said, they seemed to be there to do a favor, and they didn't really get into specifics.
Even the people that were asked to come in and speak on behalf of the department weren't speaking to the issues that the committee was looking for.
No, I'd say that's true.
Okay.
I think from the point of view of what I would call the community, the grassroots folks who spoke about problems in the department, I think we were able to get much more specific about issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what that did was lay the groundwork so that these folks know what the problems are in the department, and when they come back in 3 years, they'll be able to look specifically at those issues. We brought up sunshine law violations, shooting incidents, use of force problems, a general sense in the community that the department is not involved with what's going on. We brought up the whole issue of civilian review and talked about how that was slapped down, And so we were able to give them specific things that they can look for in the future.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to John Chasnoff. We're talking about the police department. I'm also here, of course, with Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I am Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 8:30 edition of the traffic. Westbound 44 between 55 and Jefferson Avenue. That accident's been cleared south of Jefferson. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Bermuda through Lucas and Hunt. There's an accident. Shoulders blocked us at Lucas and Hunt. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. There's an accident east of 79. Eastbound 44 from Bowles all the way into 270. Look for slowdowns there. Northbound 270 as a result. Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays around the 44 exchange. That was due to an earlier when the ramp to eastbound 44 was closed, but now it's reopened. That accident's been cleared, but still look for a lot of slowdowns there. Eastbound 40 from Ballast through McKnight, look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. And westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. Today, occasional showers, thunderstorms, possible highs in the mid-80s this evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low around 70. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, likely highs in the mid-80s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-80s as well. Currently, we have 71 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Is up next, Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers, and Liz Brown is on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the boot hill, you need to be here. Whether you are want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. And before we go any further with our guests and comments, I want to do a couple of shout-outs here to Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward, for his continuing financial support of Justice for Reggie. We appreciate that. It's been very helpful to make certain that we're able to keep this show on the air. And I also want you all to know about the African Palace Bar and Grill. You know what? They're open from Tuesday to Saturday, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m., Friday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. If you want to have your birthday, it's your birthday. You can have it at the African Palace. If you're over 25, it is free. Did you hear me? Free at the African Palace. You know what? This is the ultimate African experience, specializing in dishes from Nigeria, Jamaica, and Ghana. They've been serving North County for years and years. Come enjoy a journey to the motherland, the African Palace. Here's the number, 921-4600. That's 921-4600. Here's the address, 4005 Seven Hills Drive, African Palace Bar and Grill. Try something different. Try something fun. Friday is reggae night. Y'all know how to move to the reggae beat. Get on down to the African Palace. Tell them that I told you to. Here's their phone number, 921-4600, 4005 Seven Hills Drive. That's 4005 Seven Hills Drive, African Palace. It is the ultimate African experience. And I also want you all to know that, you know what, I know that some of you out there have specific medical needs, but and you need equipment to deal with your medical needs. Well, I've got the solution for you. Speedy Medical Supply. They have sales. They have rentals. They have repairs. Speedy Medical Supply. You need a wheelchair. You need a motorized three-wheel scooter. You need a bed. You need a walker. You need a health medical care. You need to call Speedy Medical Supply. Sales, rentals, and repairs. Here's their number, 361-0014. That's 361-0014. 24-hour emergency service, 361-0014. Speedy Medical Supply. Sales, rentals, and repair. Speedy Medical Supplies, where service is a pleasure. 361-0014. My name is Liz Brown. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. On the way out, Jamala, we were talking about, John was talking about one of the issues that was brought to this committee that came to evaluate, begin a process to evaluate accreditation process for the St. Louis Police Department. One of the things that John mentioned was the issue of the Sunshine Act. Talk to us about, there's a lawsuit that has been filed. Talk to us about that.
There's a lawsuit, and I'm going to let John talk about that, but I also want to make the connection with the listeners about a case like Reggie Clemens, a case like the Chain of Rocks Bridge case, and the role of the police in that, because we've had numerous folks who were wrongfully convicted that we've talked about on Justice for Reggie, but you've also had them on other segments of the show. And when you look at the role of the police in almost all of those, whether it be a throwaway gun, whether it be a beat confession, like in the case of Reggie, when we have a department that is so out of control that it impacts our own safety and security in our communities, then this kind of thing is a must in terms of citizens getting involved. Now, one of the things when we start to look at what police do and how we can find out more, how we can look at the trail internally in terms of communication, there's almost no way that you can get in there and get what you need. And so we decided that we wanted some specific information around the scalping of the tickets that was talked about on your show quite extensively. And we still don't think that's a done deal. We still don't think that's a done mm-hmm. deal, and it needs to be probed further. And so, John, you want to talk about the lawsuit and the ACLU's involvement?
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, just to put it in a little bit bigger context, I think that there's a huge issue in the city of the relationship between the community and the police department. And we've got to find ways of getting community input, community accountability, so that the department has an ongoing back and forth with people in the community. First of all, that's one way you're going to stop the abuses that you were just talking about. And secondly, it's how you fight crime. A department of 1,300 people cannot effectively police 300 plus thousand if there's this gap in tension between the community and the department. And so, you know, we're trying to approach this gap in various ways. And one of them is the Sunshine Law. Missouri says that records are open. People in the community can look at the records, they can see what's going on, they can, you know, therefore comment and be informed as to what's happening within the department. So if the Sunshine Law is being, you know, blocked and not effectively implemented, then people in the community can't look at the department, it's not transparent, and they can't see what's going on. And time again, we've had problems with this department giving us the kind of information we want. Just as an example, when the Civilian Review Board was passed, they passed it in an open meeting like they're supposed to, and then they went behind closed doors and made 12 changes to the bill before it was signed by the president of the police board. That's not open government. That's not accountability. So this time around, we asked them for documents relating to the Cardinal ticket scandal. We wanted to see the investigation so that we could, because we'd heard rumors that there were higher-ups involved, and we wanted to just take a look and see, well, what was really going on in that case. They started giving us the most ridiculous runaround. I mean, without getting too technical, they were just making up reasons why we couldn't have documents, which have been specifically mandated by the Missouri Supreme Court as open documents. And we decided as a coalition that we'd had enough of that, that if they got away with it again, they would just keep getting away with it. And so we went to the ACLU, and they've agreed and filed a lawsuit on behalf of the coalition demanding that we get these documents.
And what's the status of the lawsuit?
We're just now at the deadline when the department needs to respond. So any day now we're going to hear, you know, were they able to come up with any better reasons than what they wrote down. But basically, they don't have the law on their side, so I'm sure they'll be asking for a continuance and, you know, trying to drag this thing out as long as they can.
And we're going to take a break in just a minute here, but you and I, all of us, were talking off the air about the frustration of trying to, the frustration of tending to all of these issues, and the frustration that is born out of not having someone in there ahead of you pushing away the you know, pick up the big chunks, if you will. And that brings us to what's going to happen tonight, this political candidate recruitment forum. What do you all think about the idea of this? Because from my perspective, it's difficult. It's challenging to keep being the either the individual or the collective that seems to be doing all the heavy lifting out here. What do you all think about the idea of a political candidate recruitment forum that's going to be tonight at 10:20 North Taylor at 6 o'clock?
I think it's a great idea, Liz, not just for people who want to run, but for people who really need to know the process, mm-hmm. and who need to know the parameters of authority and power that come with each one of these offices. Because I think that, you know, over a period of time, and this show has been instrumental in doing that, people have come to know, well, I didn't even know they had the power to do that, or I didn't know they had the power to not do that. And so,
much money. They had control over so much money.
Exactly. You start to uncover all of the ways that people are not being involved in a democratic process in the city. And so to me, it's an educational process both for folks who just want to understand better how the system works and what are the where are the places of intervention that they can be most effective. So the strategy is both an inside-outside strategy. And for those people who run, they need to know, have a solid platform, and they need to be held accountable. And the folks who are on the outside need to know what their duties and roles are as a citizen in terms of making that person accountable. So I think it's a win-win all around.
And, yeah. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I know all of us are as tired as we can be of politicians who get in office and then disappoint us. You know, they've said what we wanted to hear, and then they turn around and start making deals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really crucial that we start to get political activists to run for office.
And people that have a political philosophy that is consistent with the needs and the philosophy of the citizens that they represent.
That's right. And they've shown us that philosophy over years of organizing and being involved. Those are the kind of people you can trust because, you know, they've been at it for years representing what we all stand for.
And I've gotten a lot of heat for pushing this out here. I've gotten a lot of heat from older people that feel like they're targeted with this. I've gotten a lot of heat from people, elected officials out here that don't want this to happen. But here's my way of thinking with this. If you are an elected official that's doing what needs to be done for the community, you've got to want, you know what, I want a committee person that helps me. I want a state rep that is also consistent, that won't go up to Jefferson City and advocate for something that takes away power from me. So you all have to, and you got to be tired of looking for, going out there looking for people to run for offices that complement what you're doing in your particular ward or in your particular council seat or in your particular district. So this is a good thing for you. This helps do some of the work for you because oftentimes committee people are brought to you and you have to decide I got to support them or not because they're going to go against me if I don't support them. This is a win-win situation for you.
And Liz, I know that you put out the call for a metro kind of response. Even I heard you say the Boot Hill. I know I'm more familiar with the north side politics, and I think it's really sad when, with few exceptions, that you have political elected leadership that doesn't get along. I mean, you can't help but not have a unified group who's going to represent the interests of the constituents. And so, to me, it represents a step towards that direction in terms of having a more unified leadership that's actually going to look at the ward and the district and not have people competing, having competing interests, because there's no way that constituents can win in that scenario because people are grabbing, you know.
And term limits hasn't helped with this piece.
Absolutely.
Because there are elected officials that say, look, you're not going to be able to catch me in 8 years, okay? Not all the dirt that I'm going to do. I'm going to get in there, get my thing, and then I'm out of here because I can't, I don't have to worry about trying to please you over a period of years because there's only a number of years that I'm going to be up here.
Exactly. And so when you look at, you know, our ward, you know, sometimes the committee people don't get along with the all the person doesn't get along with the state rep doesn't get along with the senator.
Or you have family interests where you have families where they're the committee person, they're the state rep, you know, wanted to be the state senator. These are things that we all have to address and talk about and to deal with. And I also just want to add one more piece of this. We have a collective out here. We have Jobs for Justice. We have SEIU. We have the International Urban Institute all coming together for this political candidate recruitment forum. I'm excited about it. I truly am. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the Boot Hill, you need to be here. Whether you want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection.
Love me tonight.
144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryan.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here, of course, with Jamala Rogers. Our guest in the studio with us today is John Chasnoff. And so, y'all jump in. What are we hearing about this vote by the Police Officers Association of No Confidence on Joe Mokwa? What do you make of that?
I've been following that pretty closely because, to me, it's a fascinating study in what's going on several different levels. For one thing, when I read the chat room, the police chat room,
Cop talk, right.
Liz, you think that you don't like Slay and Mokwa. These folks have a venomous hatred of those guys. And it's surprising to me to see folks that I generally think of as adversaries, mm-hmm. you know, who agree on that issue. And as you start to dissect it and see, well, what's their beef here? You know, I think that St. Louis Police Officers Association, it serves two functions, or it should serve two functions. It looks out for the economic interests of its members, and that's a legitimate thing. And it should also be providing professional standards for how they behave. Well, it does the first thing very strongly. And they have a lot of...
All of our expenses
exactly.
at some time.
Exactly. Mm. But they have a lot of economic gripes, which are similar to the, you know, the workers within the school district who have been ripped off by the city. You know, when it comes to pension plans and raises and their health care benefits are being taken away. And it made me realize that in some ways these are working class folks and they have some alignment of issues with other working class folks.
Well, if I could just jump in for one second, if you could hold that thought, because what comes to my mind, John, is that, see, the same things that we've been talking about on this show, okay? When they came and took the St. Louis Public Schools and the Police Officers Association was talking about, we need to be able to get out of here, the schools are no good, mm-hmm. that's why, just burn them to the ground, we don't care what happens in the schools. But understand that it wasn't coming after all of the little people that you already dislike. It was coming after the teachers' billion-dollar pension mm-hmm. fund. If they get the teachers' billion-dollar pension fund, what makes you think that your pension fund is protected? Mm-hmm. Your money is no better. I mean, your money is the same beef beacon of light that these thieves are trying to get at as a billion-dollar teacher's pension fund. So instead of denigrating, instead of not standing up for, instead of not fighting for an issue that they had, that they should have been wanting to protect, the teacher's pension fund and those jobs in the city, the largest, second largest employer in the city of St. Louis, the St. Louis Public Schools, they helped get rid of it. They certainly greased the skids for it. And now the same guy that had the appetite for the pension fund, billion-dollar teacher's pension fund, has the appetite for your pension fund. How you like him now?
But, Liz, this is where racism blinds, you know, white workers. And, you know, instead of them looking at that as a potential ally, let's team up and keep this from happening. Because
or
I want...
Or at least let's shut our mouths and not contribute to the happening of that.
Right, right.
If you don't want to stand next to us, that's fine. Shut up.
Yeah, because I believe that people's pensions should be protected. That's money you earn and work for, and in the end, you want to make sure that that money is there when you need it. Nobody, the city or otherwise, has a right to be raiding, you know, people's pensions, and we could have stood tall and unified on that. But instead, they said, go after them as long as you don't come after us.
They didn't even say as long as you don't come after us, because they just knew that this was all about getting the black kids in a black school, so they thought that they were untouchable. Mm-hmm. They really did. They didn't even think it was necessary to don't come after us, because they understood it was a race thing. It's our kids are in Catholic schools. Our kids are in private schools. Our kids aren't in this public school. That's why we're trying to move out. So that's not even our issue, and it's going after people we don't like anyway.
Exactly.
Period. That.
And Liz, if you look at the history, the strategy of the upper classes in this country has been to divide the working class along racial lines. And I think the police department has fallen right into that trap. Because why didn't they see this coming? It's because they think that somehow they're different because of race. And I think that's a blind spot that we need to get in there and educate them about. And they need to open their eyes and see that in lots of ways they're working against their interests. They're letting people divide them from folks that they have a lot of commonality with, and they just don't see it.
And if their issue is protecting their money, protecting their pension, check it out. You all don't want city control of the police department. Well, the people up in Jefferson City want the same thing that Francis Slay wants, your pension money.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, you think that that's where your protection is going to be? I mean, the fact of the matter is that North St. Louis doesn't want you not to have a pension. North St. Louis doesn't want you to have a job. The black elected officials don't want you not to be able to have a decent place to work. That now the state, they just want your money. That's the only reason that they're holding on to it. And they are philosophically disinclined to want to protect your pension the way that your pension needs to be protected. I mean, these are Republicans in charge.
Exactly. And if the issue came up, if we had local control of the police and such an issue came up, I think the average citizen would understand that issue, because we're dealing with it with the school district. We're dealing with the police department. We're dealing with it with the city workers. And so there's a knowledge about that issue and the fact that
groundwork's been done.
It's been done.
The groundwork has
been done.
And you know what? Quite frankly, y'all, they think that okay, I can go up there because, and again, it comes back to the issue of race, John. They think they can go up to Jefferson City and get these boys to understand them and connect with them because of race. Because clearly,
y'all look like me.
Y'all look like me, and y'all know that I live in this place where there's nothing but black folks. So I know that y'all gonna get.
Y'all got my back.
Y'all got my back. How that working out for them? You know, how is that working out for them? When the reality is that they need to be invested in the place where they are. They could be able to go to their older person that looked like them if the control was here. They have natural alliances within the black community that are with the police department. Black people are not anti-police department. They're anti-police brutality.
Right.
They are anti-no policing of our community. You know, people don't like Norvell Brown was black.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and so there is a natural alliance out here that has been ignored because of the issue of race. And it's going to come at the detriment of this police department. You're seeing on Cop Talk that they hate Francis Slay. Francis Slay is a Republican.
That's right. Yep. And they don't realize it. They think because he wears a Democratic Party pin or whatever that, you know, let's keep voting that way. And I think that there is possibly, you know, a little break in the wall here with this no confidence vote, where maybe there could be some discussion and some opening up of the conversation here, where we can see that we have some things in common and some real issues to work on together.
Listen, folks, this is Justice for Reggie Thursday. We're coming to the end. Jamala Rogers, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz. And if people want to participate in these, I think we got a couple of days before the deadline for the accreditation piece, they can call CAPCAR where?
Well, probably the quickest way, since the deadline's short, is just to call me directly, 413-0454.
Very good. Thank you both, John Chasnow. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the show.
I loved it. Thanks for having me.
Take care, and I will be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Fred Thompson made it official on The Tonight Show, formally announcing he's running for president. He then underlined it with an internet announcement.
I believe that Americans are once again ready to achieve this greater good, which is nothing less than the security, prosperity, and unity of our country. That's the belief that this campaign is based upon.
Mitt Romney, one of the Republican rivals at a New Hampshire debate, poked a bit of fun at Thompson for his testing of the waters before taking the plunge.
The only question I have for Senator Thompson is, why the hurry? Why not take some more time off? Maybe January, February might be a better time to make a final decision about getting in this race.
Fans, friends, and just plain folks are mourning the passing of Luciana Pavarotti, an opera singer who earned rock star status. Pavarotti succumbed to pancreatic cancer in Italy. He was 71. ABC's Bill Deal has the story.
Luciano Pavarotti helped bridge the gap between classical and popular music. As a member of the Three Tenors, Pavarotti's name became a household word. In a 2003 interview, he told me,
God give me quality to be a singer.
Pavarotti made his opera debut in 1961. Asked about his rise to the top.
How the time flies. Your brain is always full of music.
Luciano Pavarotti, a giant in the world of opera, is gone. Bill Deal, ABC News.
Still no sign of adventurer Steve Fawcett, who hasn't been seen since taking off on a small plane from an airstrip in Nevada Monday. But some pilots say there are wicked winds that cut through canyons in that area that can surprise you. One said it made his blood run cold. Teen cancer survivors are more likely to be depressed and anxious and have attention problems or show antisocial behaviors. Researchers say those who battled leukemia and tumors of the brain or spine all had higher risks of emotional and behavioral problems. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey!
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative HomeLight Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Do you know
that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to MyWorkLifeRewards.com for details.
Movie fans have officially begun the clamor for so-called bleacher seats along the red carpet on Oscar night. ABC's Dave Alpert tells you how you can give it a shot, too.
There are only 300 seats available. Last year, more than 25,000 people applied. The Motion Picture Academy has announced they'll be taking applications online for next year's Oscars starting Monday, September 17th. The winners will be chosen by lottery September 24th. Applications available on the Internet at oscars.org/bleachers. The Academy Awards will be held on Sunday, February 24th, 2008. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Hollywood.
All eyes in the auto industry are on an Indian automaker called Tata Motors, which is promising to roll out an ultra-cheap car that could cost as little as $2,400. And they're apparently in a race against time, since Nissan Renault is said to be working on its own super-economic car for under $3,000. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Burnsmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, an Alton, Illinois mother is facing criminal charges after allegedly leaving her children home alone to go out and buy drugs. The Madison County Sheriff's Department says 35-year-old Leanne Chappell left her 2 and 6-year-old daughters at home for more than an hour. Her husband Greg notified police, who found crack cocaine in her vehicle. Leanne Chappell was charged with child endangerment and possessing a controlled substance. Greg Chappell says he hopes to get his wife released directly into a treatment program. She is being held on $15,000 bond. The city of St. Louis has dropped the results of its firefighters' entry test. According to the city's personnel chief, hundreds of aspiring firefighters failed the entrance exam this summer because they could not answer basic math and reading questions. The city plans to scrap the results of the exam and retest the applicants at a later date. The decision comes amid tension in the department over its promotional test for existing firefighters. That test is the subject of a prolonged federal lawsuit alleging racial bias. Finally this hour, a 70-pound tortoise that had been missing for a week and a half has been found. A Sulcata tortoise named Charlie was found yesterday afternoon in a grassy area along Edison Avenue. He had escaped from Petropolis in Chesterfield on August 27th and was discovered about a half mile from the pet center. A couple driving in the area spotted Charlie around 3 p.m. and called the center. Petropolis owner Dr. Paul Schifano says Charlie appears to be in good condition. The couple who found the tortoise will receive a $1,000 reward. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Burnsmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 270 at Washington, Elizabeth, and New Florissant. Look for an accident reported west of New Florissant. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Clayton at Big Bend, there's a water main break, so look for some lane closures around that area. Eastbound 70 from Bermuda through Lucas and Hunt. There's slow traffic due to an accident. The ramp is closed to Lucas and Hunt, so try to find another way to get off around that area. Northbound 55 from Park through Poplar Street Bridge. Look for that incident to have been cleared on the ramp of Poplar Street Bridge. It was an earlier stalled truck, and so traffic should start to be easing this hour. Eastbound 40 from 270 into McKnight. That accident's been cleared at Spady. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge is running smoothly. Westbound King Bridge traffic, no problems to report. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road on in doesn't look too bad now. And northbound 270 is moving along well this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a quick look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. Occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers. Lows around 70. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs in the mid-80s. Friday evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the upper 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers. High around 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast skies, 73 degrees, Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel my brothers, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
citizenship. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. Where do we begin? Oh, my goodness. Where do we begin? All kinds of things going on in the world that we live in. All kinds of things going on in the world that we live in. With the elections and campaigns and the state of mind of many Americans out here. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? There is such an energy going on out here. And I can feel it locally when I see black aldermen going into Francis Slay's office and being told. And I'm starting locally here because it's such an important message. Francis Slay, saying to black elected officials here in the city of St. Louis, here's what he's saying. I'm going to send somebody up to a bunch of people. I'm going to pay money for people. I'm going to let my lobbyists get paid to advocate for this land assemblage bill that takes away power from black elected officials, just like I advocated for power to be taken away from the elected school board. I send my people up there for that, too. And when I win that battle, when I get that piece of legislation passed, you come to my office looking for HUD money. HUD money is given to cities based upon statistics of economic needs of a particular part of the city. The number of job opportunities, things like that. The city of St. Louis has been given $20 million, a little over $21 million HUD money. That money was given to help those communities that have those needs. Instead, the city of St. Louis wants to spend that money elsewhere. Now, if it wasn't for areas in North St. Louis, we wouldn't have $20 million coming to us from HUD. Wouldn't have it. So when the black alder people, the African alder people, walked into Francis Slay's office yesterday to talk to Francis Slay about their share of the $20 million, Francis Slay's office looked at them and said, okay, we have a North St. Louis plan. Huh? Well, how is it that there's no black alder person sitting in this room that knows a ding-dang about the North Side plan with this money? And guess what, said Francis Slay. Out of the $20 million, y'all going to get $1.9 million. That good enough for y'all? And we got the plan. Are you out of your ding-dang mind? Know what that is, y'all. Know what that is. That is, that type of contempt is the legacy of allowing people to define your community negatively and not rising up when there is an attempt to take away power from your community. When they were trying to take away the power of the school board, they were coming after you. Baby, they're coming after you. You know, you just allowed them to do, you know, we were the appetizer. Y'all the main meal. I'll be back. Stay with me. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361 7127. You can call us day or night, 361-7127.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the boot hill, you need to be here. Whether you want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head for you. Oh, you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. Good googly moogly, good googly moogly goo. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm sharing with you the story of what happened to black elected officials yesterday in Francis Slay's office. That it was made crystal how little black elected officials mean in the minds and the hearts and the wallets of this administration. And what's that phrase? I don't know who spun it, who said it. I thought that when they came for one group of people, I didn't say anything because I wasn't one of them. When they came for another group of people, I didn't say anything because I wasn't one of them. When they came for another group of people, I didn't say anything because I wasn't them. But when they came for me, there wasn't anybody to say anything because I was the last one. Understand that in politics, it's about, in the minds of too many people, it's about power, it's about money. And it's about the ability to maintain both of those. And when you see this happening on a local, and dig this, on a local level, by Democrats to fellow Democrats, y'all need to be real about who it is, what it is that you're doing to protect your community. You got to be real about it. You got to be real about it. It's the same thing that's happening in Washington, D.C. George W. Bush has said, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do. And what did the Democrats do? They accommodated him. Because they wanted to keep their job, and it wasn't about them, for real. They hid behind the flag. And think about it. Dig this. They hid behind the flag with George Bush. Ew. But you hid behind the flag. We're doing this to make you safer. No, you're not. You're doing this because you're cowards. You're doing this because you're scared. You're doing this because it's easy. And you're doing this because you think it protects you. And now you fed the beast so much, you gave the beast the ability to listen in on our phone calls. You gave the beast the authority to read our emails. You fed the beast, and the beast hired a man to be our attorney general, who said, "I'm down with torture. What's wrong with a little torture?" Torture's not illegal, for real. You fed the beast. And now when the beast is coming after you, now that the beast is coming after you, you're finding the beast difficult to slay. Well, you should have listened to us. You should have listened to us. Dig it. Talked about this yesterday. Got to share it again with you. Dig it. The beast said, "Okay, y'all can say what you want to about public opinion. I don't care if 99% of American people are opposed to this war. That's an exaggeration. But the majority of Americans are opposed to this war. The major majority of the people are in opposition to this war. A major majority of people are not happy with the Republican Party. Do not self-identify themselves as Republicans. Young people are not identifying themselves with the Republican Party. The Republican power structure says, so? I don't care. We just going to change the rules. We're going to go to California. We're going to pay for a ballot initiative that changes the way that the electoral college is counted. We're going to have a ballot initiative that says we don't care if, the fact that 53 congressional districts are mostly Democratic in California. California is a state, well, if you win the popular vote, you get all the electoral votes. Republicans said, we don't care. We're going to change the rules so that we get 20 of them so we can still keep the presidency. We don't care if the popular vote is not in favor of us. We don't care. And the Democrats have fed the beast that allows them to think that they can do this. The Republican Party would seize 20 of the electoral votes that would normally go to the Democrats if this ballot initiative passes. And the two other California electors pegged to the two U.S. Senate seats would be awarded to the winner of the statewide vote. Now, let me put this in perspective, okay? California's 55 electoral votes represent 20% of the total needed to win the presidency. It would be virtually impossible for a Democrat to win the White House if they had to give up the 22 votes in California. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Do you get me? Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Do you get me? The goal of, did I mention that the people that are paying to put this ballot initiative on the ballot in California are right-wing hundred-millionaire Republicans that financed the swift voting of John Kerry? Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Do you get me? And their goal is to qualify the measure for the June's state primary ballot of next year. By then, we'll have our nominees. And the stake for each nominee would be at least 20 electoral votes. Huh? Huh? Attorney General, the Attorney General of the state of California is Jerry Brown. On Wednesday, he will complete his work on the measure, fitting it with a ballot title and a summary. The clock begins for the ticking for the collection of the voter signatures to qualify the proposal for the June ballot. Sponsors will have to wait half till around Christmas to gather the 434 valid signatures. And this requires about $2.5 million. You fed the beast. You fed the beast. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the boot hill, you need to be here. Whether you are want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU, 920 a.m.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Shadows are falling. Another night in this blue got me down. Oh, misery, I sure could use some company.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Huh. Huh. I think about all of the important issues that are out there and how they tie into one another. Some issues that seemingly are not that important, but they do tie into this energy, and that's why I think it is so important. And I am so excited that we have the International Urban Institute helping tonight, SEIU helping tonight, Jobs for Justice helping tonight for this political candidate recruitment forum. Let's get some good people in office. Let's get together a group of people that's going to help continually elect good people. Let's involve ourselves in the political process. One of the phrases that I've been using in this whole campaign is, tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. We have citizens from the Third Ward, citizens from odd number wards out there, citizens that have come forward to talk about the concerns that they have that are not being met in their wards. I think that there is nothing more honorable than that. No politician should be afraid of that. No politician should run from that. No politician should run to other people and try to kill an honorable event that is taking place. No one should do that. Because a concerned citizen about their community is gold. It's political gold. You want citizens that have needs and expect and ask their elected officials to meet those needs. What you don't want is the citizen that doesn't say anything. That there is a nuisance home on their block and doesn't call anybody. That's not the citizen that you want in your neighborhood. You want the citizen that looks around and says, there can be more that is being done in my community. My standards, my expectations are this. These are my expectations. That's the kind of citizen that you want. And an elected official that is afraid of that kind of citizen is an elected official that should not be in office. They should reevaluate their job. That's what they should do. And that's why this candidate recruitment forum is so important, because it gives us an opportunity. I invite all elected officials to come. One of the things that Jamala Rogers said in the last hour was a very, very powerful point. And that point is that we have split wards. We have wards where the committee people don't get along with the alder people, or the committee people and the committee people are the same people, are related to the, or are in the same family as the state rep. Are we best served by that? Shouldn't there be unity in our wards with the same agenda? Shouldn't there? I know that there should be. All elected officials, don't be scared of this. This is a golden opportunity for us to do for our community. Black, white, north, south, middle, county, city, Boot Hill. We need good people running all over the place. We need good people running all over the place. That's fact. That is a fact. So tonight at this political candidate recruitment forum, You need to be there. Don't be scared. And the ones that are scared and the ones that tried to stop this from happening, the elected officials that try to stop this from happening, need to understand that you're looking at this the wrong way. If you're doing right, then you'll survive. If you're doing right, you need, it's not just you. You don't, and that's the reality of all of this. You don't just represent your ward. You represent a region. You represent a city. You represent a state. And your vision has to be broad enough to hit all of those areas. You can't hunker down and say, I got to protect my little ward. Not when everybody else suffers as a result of your proprietary monetary vision. That's all I got to say. Lois, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I just had to tell you thank you for all the information you give us every time you come on the air. It's just like being in the classroom, sitting there at a lecture, and I appreciate it so much. And I think that your listening audience appreciates it too, but I just had to say it. So I'll see you there tonight, even though I don't want an office, but I just would like to see the response that you're going to get. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people there.
All we're looking for, you know what, Lois Jean, I would be happy if we can walk away with five people that want to run for office, five good people.
Okay.
You know, I mean, five good people. I know. I hope and pray, and I know that there's going to be more than that, but I want five good people that want to be part of the standing committee to make sure that good people continue to get elected.
Yes, that's exactly what we need, and I am so proud of you and what you do for us every day when you come on this radio. And thank you so much, and I want everybody to know how much I appreciate you.
Well, Lois Jean, thank you so much. That means so much. Thank you so
and
much.
And I will see you there tonight.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor.
Oh, yes.
All right now.
Bye.
Thanks. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
A couple of comments. One, the phrase or the thing you were paraphrasing about, you know, coming for someone and, you know, not speaking up.
Yes.
That was a priest during World War II in one of the concentration camps.
Okay. Okay.
And they found out that he said that because, again, there was no one to hear him. He had scrawled it, I think, on a wall or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like his last message.
So when they were coming for other people that didn't look like him, didn't pray like him, didn't think like him, he didn't say nothing.
Didn't say anything. They came for the Jews. They came for the homosexuals. Came for everybody. But when it was time, you know, for him, you know, he looked around and like, whoa, wait a minute. There's no one here.
That's right.
That's what you see happening a lot. Whereas people, it doesn't affect me, but it does affect me.
And that's why I love the hour. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the last hour, but we had John Chasnoff with Citizens Against Police Crimes and Repression talking about the White Firefighters Association. The White Firefighters Association has spent hours, has spent money on denigrating the city of St. Louis. We don't, you know, it's not, and denigrating St. Louis public schools. They denigrated it because of the people that are in it. The majority of the people that attend the St. Louis public schools are people that look like you, the people that look like me, people of African descent. So they would just find pleasure in denigrating the city, that it's crime-ridden, that we need to move out. And in order to support their argument, they denigrated our city. Okay. The reason why they were going after the St. Louis public schools, the major reason, the billion-dollar reason why they're going after the St. Louis public schools, is because they want to get that billion-dollar pension that the teachers have. Now the Police Officers Association are complaining about, Francis Slade is not protecting our pension. Francis Slade is not protecting our jobs. We don't have what we need to fight and do what we need. Well, that's the same thing that the teachers were saying. And they were denigrating the teachers. They were denigrating the public schools. We don't have a pension. That's what the teachers were saying. But you were so busy teeing off on those people because they are people of African descent. What you were doing was softening it up so that they could come after you. When Francis Slade stood up there and said, it's a great day for the city of St. Louis, when 1,000 people lost their jobs in the St. Louis public schools, the St. Louis Police Department should have been out there outraged that any employee, because that's their job too. That's their job too. So why are you crying now, now that they're going after your jobs, now that you don't have any resources? You were happy when the teachers didn't have any resources. You weren't saying anything then because you were silent when they went after others. And now who's supposed to stand up for you now that you don't have any jobs and they're coming after your pension?
Yes, Ms. Brown, it's happening all over this country.
That's what I'm talking about.
And more. You see it on these jobs.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, they're doing layoffs, and you'll have people walking around like, ooh, at least it's not me. I'm like, yeah, it's not you today.
It's not you
but
today.
Tomorrow,
check
it will
your watch.
Be.
Check your watch. 15 minutes from now, it will be you.
That's right. And one more comment. We were talking about the politicians, and I'm a St. Louis native, born and raised here. And something I've noticed about politics in St. Louis, and actually it's something you see all over the country, you have these families that think it's, I guess it's their birthright, so to speak, that, you know, they have this power and this control over the lives of people,
mm-hmm.
Their constituents and their communities, which, you know, I really find that baffling. During the 80s in St. Louis, you know, they had a lot of political turmoil, I guess that's a good way of putting it. You know, and I was affiliated with an organization as a kid. And one thing my uncle told me about politics, he said, you know, he said, I learned this very important lesson. In politics, you know, you have no permanent friends or permanent enemies. Everybody have permanent interests, and it's their own interests.
But see, here's the thing. I couldn't live if I thought that I couldn't have a permanent friend.
Yeah.
I've heard that Bill Clay wrote the book, No Permanent Interest. Or permanent
friends. That's who told that to my uncle.
All right. But I understand that that's his philosophy, but it's not mine. It's not my philosophy to think about being part of anything where there aren't any permanent friends. I would, if we don't have permanent friends, then we have a lot of problems. I agree that we have permanent interests, and I believe that there are people that are going to be your enemy forever.
Yeah.
Forever, because we can look back 40 years now. With the exception, let me just say that the exception is that if they get cancer and get ready to die. Because I'm reading a book right now about Lee Atwater. Remember Lee Atwater?
Mm-hmm.
Lee Atwater, the architect of the Willie Horton campaign for Boy George's daddy. And on his deathbed, he was like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do all that mess that I did. I bet you are. You're getting ready to shuffle off your mortal coil. But you were my enemy for all 99 minutes that you were alive. And the last minute, you won't be my friend. No, baby, let's just say your record reflects you were my enemy for your entire career. And I ain't never going to forget that. And I'm going to completely understand that.
Yeah, but you got these officials who sit up here and they profess to have all this faith and have all these morals or whatever, and then, you know, at the tail end of their life, you know, you want to, like, okay, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to something very simple. They were lying.
But
they don't believe in anything. They don't have any faith.
And
they
that's
don't
why,
base
and that's
anything
why
this, maybe on anything.
And that's why this forum is so important, because we got to pick them better. And we got to pick them better, we got to punish them better, and we got to promote them better. That's what we got to do.
What are you looking for in the resume for tonight?
Bring it. Bring it. Just bring it. Bring what you know. Bring what you believe you bring to this. That's all. It's not anything complicated, okay?
Will do.
All right. I'll see you tonight. I'm Liz Brown. Taking a break. Stay with me.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
You want it all, so why not get it all? This weekend you can at the Get It All sale at your St. Louis Sears stores. For starters, all appliances are on sale, featuring top brands like Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Bosch, and LG. Plus, get 12 months no interest, no payments with your Sears card, and free delivery after mail-in rebate on any appliance over $399. But that's still not all. Get an extra 10% cash back when you buy two or more appliances over $399 each after mail-in rebate. You can get it all in the lawn and garden department, too. When you make a lawn and garden purchase over $299 with your Sears card, you can get 12 months, no interest, and no payments, or 10% cash back after mail-in rebate. Come on down to your St. Louis area Sears store to get it all. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Liz Brown. You know what? A lot of people don't want you to attend the political candidate recruitment forum tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And you know what I say to them? So what? It's going to happen. Whether you live in North City, South City, middle of the city, you live in the county, you live in the boot hill, you need to be here. Whether you want to run for office or whether you don't want to run for office and you just want to participate, be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum. I'll be there. Because I know you are tired of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor.
This is Sergeant Gary Wigert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics of interest ranging from review boards to graduated licensing and media coverage of police chases. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and ways to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wigert, Thursday morning at 10, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't stand.
Welcome back. Come away with me, baby. My name is Liz Brown. Now you need to get up. You need to get to me. Please don't forget. I know you're going to get a little hungry today. How can we fix that? How about a visit to Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar, in the Loop, in the U-City Loop. They have hot dogs extraordinaire. They have the beef hot dogs, as George W. Bush would say, the soy dog, the turkey dog. They have chili dogs, St. Louis dogs, proud dogs, Reuben dogs, pizza dogs, cheese dogs, Philly cheese dogs, Hawaiian dogs, breakfast all day long, and they don't call it Fridays at Archie's All-American Cafe. Nope, they call it Fish Friday, and that happens from 5 to midnight. Get on down to Archie's at 6277 Del Mar. Wonderful food, wonderful ambiance. Wonderful ambiance when you go down there to Archie's All-American Cafe. They've been serving our community, been involved in our community, been doing things in our community for over 15 years. Archie's All-American Cafe. You support the Wake Up Call, then you better support the advertisers of the Wake Up Call. That's Archie's All-American Cafe. And you need your carpet clean? You need your upholstery clean. I know you do at school time. You know, we're starting to get toward my favorite season where we're spending more time indoors. So let's clean it up. Let's just do our fall cleaning and get it done professionally with Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. And the number, 315-7075, 315-7075, Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. You know what? Three standard rooms and a hall, $39.95. give him a call. He's a professional, and you've heard people calling in and bragging on how clean their carpets are. Somebody called in and said, you know what, I had spots that other people have been trying to remove for years. Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning got it clean. Here's the number, 315-7075, 315-7075. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. James, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Fine. Liz, I didn't get a chance to call in because Jamali had a guest, so I didn't want to interrupt. But I did want to report that the African-American death row inmate, Kenneth Foster, his sentence was commuted by the governor of Texas just 6 hours prior to his execution. And also, the governor did instruct the legislature, the state legislature, to go back and revisit that law because he said he felt that if the man was, in fact, not a party to it, there should not be a law that could execute an innocent person. So I think that's quite a victory for the anti-death penalty advocates, and I think it may have an impact on what's happening here in Missouri.
Well, it's also extraordinary coming out of Texas.
Yes, indeed.
Coming out of Texas.
Yes, indeed. But I think the thing you've always said, Liz, when people do things in the cover of darkness, I mean, this was internationally being watched all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take a different stand because they can't do the things in the darkness when it comes to light.
There you go. And, James, can I get your opinion about the political candidate recruitment forum?
Liz, I think that is one of the most important things that's happened in our community in a long time. I did want to mention that Zaki Baruti held a convention in 1992, and also there were several candidates that ran for citywide office, one of which was Donnell Smith that ran for the city of mayor. But that has not happened since 1992, and I think it's well needed, and I think the community appreciates, Liz, this kind of movement coming at a time when it's so critically important for the lifeblood of our community in the city of St. Louis.
It is. I mean, doesn't it feel like it, James, that there are just so many things that are coming together and moving on in this direction that it's time for this. It is time, and it's ironic to me, James, to hear the police officers complaining about people coming after their pensions, when they've been coming after other people's pension and they didn't care, it didn't matter to them at all.
Liz, you know, that reminds me. I was reading Dr. Martin Luther King, and one of his most prolific writings was Letters from Birmingham Jail. And he said he asked the jailer, he said, could I talk to you for a minute? And the jailer came over to the jail cell. He said, how much money are you making? And the white jailer said, $1.20. Dr. King said, well, you need to be in the march with us. Don't you understand? The oppression that we're dealing with is also against you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem was he could not see it because of racism.
There you go. The racism blinds, doesn't it?
It blinds.
There you go.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing us tonight, Liz.
Me too. All right. See you tonight, James. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business here to tend to, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. I just want to take my last minute here to remind you all about the event tonight. And I've been pushing this rather hard because there aren't enough words in the English vocabulary to underscore the importance of this event tonight. They're really not. And I'm not this is not an overstatement. It's a request of you all. I want those that want to run for office to be here tonight. Bring your resume. Bring a resume. Bring retired people, young people, concerned people. Consider a life of political service, community service. Yeah, some people out there have made the word politician a dirty word. I don't think it's a dirty word. It's like I don't think the word liberal is a dirty word. It's not. Others can't make a powerful word of service and honor into something dirty. People can't enact in a way that's not consistent with what the word is. But community service, I don't think that there's any other higher calling than community service. And that's what an elected official is. That's what a politician is supposed to be. Let's clean it up. let's bring some honor and respect and people with a community-driven political philosophy. Let's bring all of that back to the process. And one step that we're taking tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, one step that we're taking tonight is towards that end. We're going to have a little bit of food for you to nosh on. We're going to have some water there for you to drink on. But you just need to be there tonight. Bring your family. Bring your retired friends with you. Consider this. Consider a life of service. Or consider being part of the group that helps those that are going to make this commitment. A life of service. A life of honor. Tonight at 6 o'clock. Because we have a responsibility. We really do. To pick them. To promote the good ones. And to punish the bad ones. Pick, promote, punish. Come on now. Be there tonight at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. My name is Liz Brown. The address is 1020 North Taylor. I'll be back tomorrow to report on what happened tonight, the morning after the night before. Until then, thank you for listening, and you know the drill. Stay strong.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black.